In a world where Togu fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 1.
The streets, forever! That's right, we're never leaving the streets, because we're never going to get a chance to have a title like this again.
We're always fucking poor.
Except for Season 44, but I'll be dead by then,
we're
so.
Always carrying cans.
We're going to carry on cans, because we're fucking poor. Comes back, Brian has cheese. Dude, we're leaving tomorrow. There was a sale.
It'll all be gone by then. And it was.
I bought two bags.
It was ridiculous. Like, I remember you started the bag. I, like, left to go to my room. I came back, and then the one bag was empty. I'm like, holy shit. And then I see Kat over there going, like a chipmunk. I'm like, now I see. You got a wood chipper working on this. Stick points from Kevin eating his fries.
I am in no way eating a cheese loaf right now.
What is a cheese loaf?
There's a loaf.
There's talk of nuggets later.
I don't remember if I took a... I don't think I took a picture of it, but... It's this giant... It's like a loaf of bread, except made of cheese.
And well, yeah, there's a cheese loaf and then a bread loaf, so yes, I would hope it's made of cheese
been,
and not bread. Or
I've been
someone's
cutting
gonna...
off, like, a sandwich-sized portion every day.
I love how you contemplated actually taking a picture of it.
Paul's cheese loaf.
Well, it was probably the best thing that my mom could have ever brought back from their vacation.
She could have brought back a better child.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, one ups. So
onesies.
You may have not one ups. I'm still in the intro. I forgot what I was doing. You may have noticed the new theme, as we mentioned last episode.
I didn't notice it.
Well,
because it doesn't actually play before we talk.
Uh oh.
You just have to play make believe.
Shit.
Kevin thought the theme actually played before the show, and he thought Tanya and Young Tanya were the same person.
They should be. You can't tell them both black. They look the same.
Startling revelations in the series premiere.
Yep. Season 4, and we have a joke like that. So that was
those crazy Negroes.
All I can think about is the episode of Office I watched last night where. Are you fucking the two Asian chicks? He doesn't know which one was his.
You're such a racist. Why? Because you think he's black.
He is black. He's just dumb look on his face. So that was brought to you by Kamen Rider Pez, and you can go check out his shit at figurative shit. I mean.
I like that
literal shit. Man, this is a callback to one of Brian's vlogs.
But he does a great singular host podcast over there. The
singular? That company doesn't exist anymore. They're Verizon now.
Yeah, my aunt had singular and then it got eaten by AT&T.
Yeah, singular became AT&T.
She had cellular one, which got eaten by singular.
Cellular one? No one even knows what that is.
I like just how
brick phones is that what
Singular didn't turn into Verizon. They used to be AirTouch before. Singular...
I like how these phone companies are like an ecosystem now. They are wildlife.
I like how
did and eat Singular.
You know what I like? I like how I can't remember how we got to this topic. Why are we talking about which cell phone companies ate each other?
Because I said Singular podcast, as in he is the one host of the show.
I have a penis.
thank you, Kevin.
I bet Brian's wishing right now that he was the killer host of this podcast.
Kind of. So I will link to his work in the show notes, so go check that out. And maybe in the enhanced podcast thingy right here. I don't think anyone actually uses that. So what? I don't know why I do that. Let me know on Twitter if you guys actually use the links that are in the podcast file, like when
I don't. Art
and you click the thing. I don't think anyone does. If no one does, I'm not going to do it anymore.
I don't use them, but I'm already here.
You don't count.
I never have.
So, great work to him. So, he won our contest. Not that it was hard to. And so, he'll get a prize of some sort.
I'm still Megan.
You're still Megan?
I think his prize should just be Kevin. We'll just send him Kevin.
We get Kevin.
That's his prize.
You might get raped.
You will
get raped. You win a new podcast host.
Oh, wait, it's not likely. You want it.
Okay, so
it wasn't rape. He was dressed like he wanted it.
Okay, now one ups. Nothing too wild. I finished up my current Skylanders collection, so I'm just waiting for the rest of the shit to come out. I found like a random Slam Bam on Amazon, and I'm like, oh, okay, there we go. So that was fun. And then GameStop got Scarlet and Genie, so that was a thing. My Mandarake box came in. It was the first.
Porn.
It was the first box that consisted entirely of books.
Porn?
So I got the Detail of Heroes books for Kabuto, Deno, Kiva, Deno again, and Decade.
Porn?
Yeah, soup porn books.
Ooh, those are fun. I like soup porn.
So now I've got all of them except Hibiki. They had Hibiki, but it was the original print, and I wanted the print that they redid when they released the Decade one.
I bet you were just, you're so against nothing beats the original that you didn't want to get the original print.
It's like all of my other ones are all the, well, obviously all those ones have one print, but the Kabuto and Hibiki ones had a release before they officially called them Detail of Heroes. And then when they made the Detail of Heroes book starting with Deno, they reprinted Hibiki and Kabuto as Detail of Heroes EX.
So
I want them all to match. So I need Hibiki still, but that was cool. They're very, very pretty books with very, very pretty suits. I love the Kiva book in particular.
So how sticky are the pages already?
Kiva's pretty messy.
God.
Decade's pretty clean. I haven't really done anything with that one. Deno ones are moderate.
But the pink one, the pink is so adorable.
Moderate jizz. Moderate to no jizz. There's like a pamphlet you have to fill out. I don't know what I'm saying. But keep me going.
But,
when I did that.
That's all I've bought and all I've gotten in the mail. It's been a pretty slow purchase week, so that is all.
Ugh.
That's about all.
That's a huge shot of Den and Tensor.
Yep.
Someone okay.
Else's turn.
So, not really much here either. Pretty boring. I'm still waiting on a couple boxes. My Ami Ami stuff got here. Still can't find shit in real life. I mean, like in stores, or just anything in real life in general. Still watching The Office and Parks and Rec, and Danball Senki, and I'm almost done with the first series, which you'll hear about later. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. Just been relaxing in the chill station.
Is it my turn?
Fine, go.
I don't remember how to do this. Okay, so...
Where you list your sexual diseases.
Okay, A, B, C, D twice. Have completed the contract negotiations with Mr. Nabas in order to be here for season 4. So that guy is a real douche. I upgraded from packing peanuts to actual peanuts. So that's how I'm getting paid for this. So he agreed to that. That was fun. I put that up. I got bored one day. I put out the thing on Twitter and everyone, I was actually going on a trip somewhere. So that was fun. I don't know how that worked, but whatever. I just got me a figure. It's definitely not X when the Ami Ami put some up. That was fun. I don't think I've ever got anything else.
I went to Disney on Ice. That was an adventure.
Pandias, Disney motherfuckers.
That was fun. I bought things that evening, not for myself, for a small child.
That's horrible. I'm sorry.
I just kept saying, Daddy, can I have this? I said, okay. And then we went to Hooters afterwards.
So I don't know if that was funny.
No, it's adorable because we
get in the car. She squeezes the boobs?
Oh. No. Although my little cousin slapped the waitress on the ass over there once. But no, we were like, my girlfriend was like, hey, can we go to Hooters? We were like, okay. So she turns around and goes, Kaylee, we're going to go to Hooters. She goes, Hooters? Like, she got all excited. She loves going to Hooters. And so that was fun. It was fun until the kitchen lost our ticket. And we sat there waiting for food for like an hour. But whatever. It was good times. Good times. But I think that's all I've bought lately is stuff for a small child. I have a bunch of reviews recorded. I got a box with like Terra Gordon and Charizard and all that stuff. And most of that's recorded. I don't remember how much is left. I think I have to do Terra Gordon. I still have to do Water Style from the Oki box. The keys, I didn't put the stickers on my damn key set.
And then Gorosaki, both pits, and Ryuga have to get recorded. So everything else I think is done. And then I have to upload everything.
But actually what was funny is that I'm getting ready to pay Oki some money to finish off April. And I'm paying it for the last of my Ronin Warriors. And I have three videos of them. Like, the older one's still on my computer. I recorded, like, a year ago. I haven't even edited yet. I was editing one and cutting out a bunch of, like, dead space and stuff. So I just had to watch this entire half-an-hour-long video. And I make jokes in the review that were relevant, like, a year ago. Like, at one point, I was like, I said something like, oh, is it this? I go, nope. Just Chuck Testa. I'm like, what? Like, that's not even funny anymore. It's funny because it's an old joke. Like, no one's gonna know what that is. Oh well. I left it in. That's fun to be had. Those will go up in like a 4-day.
How would no one know what that is? It's not like there's been a whole new generation to come in after Chuck Testa.
You don't know. People will have forgotten. They have forgotten the old ways. You don't know their life. But yeah, it, you know, trying to work out the contract situation for season 4 was a pretty messy process. They didn't want to meet my demands. They didn't want to pay me anything. It was harsh. It started off, dear podcast host. That was completely unprofessional.
That's how we start every season off.
You get paid?
I get paid.
I just now got listed in the credits.
He's like the Andy of this show.
But yeah. You know, I called up David Yost. He was like, I know what that's like, bro. Some douchebag did the same thing to me lately. I'm like, dude, I know, right?
I like the concept that you called up David Yost.
I know. Well, we met
I like the
this guy.
I like the idea that David Yost said, bro.
Gay guys can be hip.
Okay.
I don't understand why that's a problem.
It's not. It's David Yost. It has nothing to do with his sexual orientation or yours.
Your mother's. At one point, he was like, yeah. I'm like, no, stop that. That wasn't funny the first time. In any case, so that's fun. But now we're here on the moon recording, and I'm getting paid more than 5 cents a day, so that's good.
You had me tell the moon. I'm not sure where the moon came from.
Cheap ass Jew. Dawson tried to, like, put him into an oven. I was like, no, you can't do that to you.
I'm not sure where the moon came from. Cheap ass Jew. seems like a legit answer.
I needed some faraway place we'd have to travel to record.
So basically, New Zealand is the moon.
It's far enough away. It could be the moon.
Okay. My turn, I take it, since you're just babbling now.
When am I not babbling? That's the real question.
So, pretty much the day after we recorded last week's podcast, I finally got my box with Ankydon as well as LBX Orvain.
Ankydon!
Those are both fun.
Kaidojin!
And thanks to a future conversation that we will have in a little bit, I just now ordered, like, three more LBX kits.
Which ones?
Dot Phaser, Vol Sparrows, and Proto One, because I've been wanting to finish up the trifecta of that mold.
Gotcha.
So, let's see. A couple of days ago, I was at Target for some reason.
Nobody cares.
And God damn it. I happened to stumble across the two box sets of Darkwing Duck, which was...
I already owned them when they first came out. Bitch!
So what?
Makes me cooler than you.
How?
Because I bought them when they first came out. I didn't sit there and wait.
Anyway, they were only like $9 a piece, and I love Darkwing Duck, so I picked them up.
Who doesn't?
How much are they?
Communists.
$9.
$9.
Oh. Communists?
Also, at the beginning of the month...
You had your period.
No. At the beginning of the month was Free Comic Book Day. But I did not get the chance to go to my local comic book shop, so...
That was a boring story.
Would you fucking... So I decided to order online to get some free comics that way. So I ordered Volume 2 of the Manhattan Projects, as well as S.H.I.E.L.D. Artifacts of Forever. And the free comics I got were Superman, Last Son of Krypton, number one, Infinity, which apparently is a Marvel.
Infinity.
Definitely has a lot better art than the Superman one. Has Thanos in it. And then a Dark Horse comic, which is sort of a collaboration of a bunch of previews from Star Wars, Avatar The Last Airbender, and something called Captain Midnight.
I almost thought you were going to say Captain Midget.
So, those are the new comics that I just got. That's pretty much it. That's all they've gotten, which is more than I normally get. So, yay.
Well, that was boring.
Whoop, whoop.
God damn it. And there's the traditional long hair.
Okay, so on to the nudes.
I'm nude.
Bet you are. So yeah, there's no news. Like, we've got our typical roundup of Megaforce stuff.
Megaforce, Power Rangers, Megaforce. Force.
Sorry.
Megaforce.
Then Pillow Lips. But I'll save it.
So,
Go Power Rangers.
Ranger
Power Rangers.
List.
Rangers Forever, Mega Force all together.
Nine out of the 10 confirmed returning guests.
I'm not one of them.
HLJ haphazardly added Najee to the list. I don't know if that was confirmed or not, but...
HLJ?
HLJ is now selling Najee. He lost himself in a gambling game with the boss of HLJ and his creepy little Mako doll. Mako? Maki doll.
Four seasons and I still do that.
Okay, I did hear that right then. That's good.
Whether Najee's there or not, I don't know. I don't really care. So we have JDF, Danny Slavin, for some reason, even though he didn't want to come back for Forever Red. He'll apparently
That's probably
back.
Why, because he doesn't want to get left out again.
Melody Perkins.
She's hot.
Yeah. And Reggie, is it Roll or Role? Or Raleigh?
I didn't ask him.
It's Damon.
You want me to call him and ask him?
Selvin Ward. Sean Johnson.
Fuck him.
Oh my god, Carter. Hector David Jr., Brittany Pirtle, and...
She's tiny.
Jason Font. So that's our supposed 9 of 10 with Najee.
They couldn't get the leg humper back?
Apparently not. And it spawned this whole thing on Twitter, and then it turned into a I want Jason Font and Dan Southworth back for a GoBusters adaption, but... that's a whole different topic. This is such a haphazard list of people. I mean,
half of Lost Galaxy's back. Hooray!
JDF is a gimme. You got three people from Lost Galaxy, which, I mean, Melody Perkins counts for Space and Galaxy, but...
Oh, yeah, because they're going to bring her back as astronomer. Shut up.
TJ is Turbo in Space. Carter's lost, or Lost Galaxy.
Carter's lost. He doesn't know.
He's just gone. Lightspeed, and then you got supposedly three from Samurai, not counting Alex Hartman, who's probably going to have his own little episode.
I am, and then
one from. It's like such a. It's not mixed at all. Like I don't.
They're all
get
light.
It.
Oh. Yeah.
And then when you have people like Titanium getting turned away and Blake. Never got contacted again. He got contacted at first, and then they never followed up. Nakia Baris apparently got contacted, and then never followed up. So you've got all these people from different seasons that were more than willing to come back, and apparently they aren't, because they were never contacted again.
Says, fuck you.
Like,
so now we got three people from, like, Lost Galaxy. And it's stupid.
Like, I think that they sent out that mass email and then they just, like, put the assistants on the phone and just said, all right, the first 10 people that call are in. Doesn't matter who they are. They could all be from the same season, but they're in.
I wouldn't, like, be surprised.
I still don't understand how they couldn't just, like, hire an intern and pay him, like, $50 to just personalize the emails. I don't understand why that was a problem. Instead of it saying "Dear Power Ranger," how hard was that? You get some bum off the street. He can't even read. All he has to do is be able to make the words match the screen. Dawson could do it.
What? I did it on purpose. We're doing symbols now. It's toys.
Toys. I mean, I don't mind some of the people. Like, it's cool to see Melody Perkins again. Selwyn.
Yeah, because she's hot. TJ's awesome. They need to do a thing where TJ runs really fast, just because he's black, not because he's a Turbo Ranger. Like, it needs to be like the space tribute episode or something, and he runs really fast, so it makes no sense. Then it's just racist. If it's the Turbo episode, it's okay, but if it's space, it's racist. I don't understand how that works. That's X Dawson.
I don't want to ax him. He's too valuable.
So that's obnoxious. And then
our racism correspondent, Dawson Ryder.
We know that Jason Smith, Casey from Jungle Fury, was spotted on Sud already. But he isn't in the list.
He's probably just banging Sierra Hana, which is upsetting to me. Make him stop.
Apparently they are an item, yes.
Make him stop.
I don't think I can make him stop. I'm sorry.
That's upsetting. You're bigger than him.
Unlike... I don't know.
I just got this vision of Brian trying to intimidate him.
Oh, I was going to say, Brian pulling Jason Smith off Sarah Hunter's going, no!
No.
I like how he's walking in on them during the act. Like, not waiting.
Oh, that's just weird.
Hits him with a rolled newspaper and then rubs his nose in it. No, bad.
So while the
that was too much.
The 10 people I listed earlier are probably going to have like very minimal cameos. The situation with Casey is apparently going to be like the full episode of like cameo. Like he's in it for the entire episode.
He's in it to give them spirit versions of the Jungle Fury Zords because that's not a toy.
I know, right?
Well, he's writing for him, so.
Yeah, that I if you would have let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
I have no idea where they got this from, but he was doing a lot of writing for was it Home and Away? It's some yes. New Zealand show. John probably knows about it. But
John is about everything TV related.
So he was doing writing for that, and apparently he's doing writing for Super Megaforce. So I feel like even if Super Megaforce is a lot of copy and paste of Gokaiger, I hope with him doing some writing that it'll at least have like competent lines and not be filled with talking down to the audience and sounding like a baby. That'd be nice.
Like, I was kind of wondering about that, like, since he was the first one we know to actually be getting a sort of tribute episode, like, how it was going to be written, since, like, the Saban and Disney styles were so different. Like, it's nice that he'll probably have a lot of input in making it feel like Casey instead of somebody that's like, don't do drugs, kids!
And I don't remember
if Dawson ever wants kids to do drugs.
Yeah, why not? Not my problem.
I don't remember if we ever mentioned this, but he does watch Sentai.
Yeah.
During GoBusters, he tweeted a lot about like various episodes as they were airing and stuff. Like, oh, that was really cool with GoBusters, and so
that's neat. He liked that picture of me and my small child playing with the Sentai heroes. That was fun.
Did he?
Yeah, he's like, he tweeted back at it. This is amazing. I'm like, I know, right? And then when I said something about how she always comes over and goes like straight from my stuff. He like favorited it. And I'm like, yes.
He interacts a lot on Twitter, and I think that's neat. But just the fact that we have a previous Ranger actor that watches the Sentai and appreciates Power Rangers doing the writing, it makes me happy that even if like the overall season's very cut and paste, that it'll hopefully be a cut and paste that's a little bit like Time Force or Wild Force, where it's not horrible of a copy paste and it's just decently done. So I'm hoping, but we'll see what happens. I don't know how much writing he did. He probably like wrote one episode or something. But
so long as he wrote his and just made it feel a little, you know, normal, I'm fine.
Jungle Fury esque as opposed to Saban.
Yeah.
Esque.
We don't need anything Saban esque.
Nothing Saban. They should just not.
We don't even need Saban. Just
not. Not what? Just not do the show.
Brian's solution.
I mean, there's a bunch of people that, like, didn't get invited. I mentioned Blake and Nakia already. Walter Jones said he wasn't doing it. David Yost did that whole thing with, oh, gay people or something. So he's not doing it.
He said they don't like us fags or something. I don't know.
There was some other... Erica Fong's not available, so she's not doing it.
That's okay. She didn't want to meet us at Morphicon.
Yeah, fuck her.
Steven's Skylar's recording his fifth album, so he's busy.
So I don't know what's going on there, but this whole thing is just really sloppy and it's really irritating. But
I think it's funny, like, the thing that which we already knew is Saban's horrible, that's what's upsetting is how they handle the payment, but I like how we get a report for everyone that's not going to be there where, you know, not everyone was in Gokaiger, and I like how people are up in arms and there's, like, petitions and shit.
I love how each actor gets their own news story on a website. That's awesome. And I love how SPD and Ninja Storm just weren't invited. I mean, they're not getting toys or anything, but they're just not invited.
Yeah, it's incredible how the seasons that are getting toys, like, nobody got invited. It's stupid.
Look, JDS is going to come in and be like, look, take this car and this little ninja dude. Great.
Take this car and this ninja dude. It'll be awesome. Yeah, and stuff.
Jigia!
Shit, bullshit. So that's the thing.
Powerful Rangers.
Shut up!
So that sounds kind of like JDF.
We'll talk about that later. And so now we've got a bunch of Pokemon stuff we can chat about.
Okay, let's do this.
Kevin
this
can
is
talk
a fun
now because I'm tired of talking.
Okay.
Brian's worn out from selling bikes.
Stupid bikes.
So should I start with the stuff we know or start with this giant list of the other, not the giant list or the well, I guess a giant, the rumor thing second?
Do the confirmed shit first.
Okay, so we got Pop Dawson right in his vagina. So we got a bunch of new English Pokemon things. We got a new trailer that made me cry happy tears in my diaper. We got some new Pokemans, and we got the region, the map, and the name, and we got the box art, which is pretty. So basically, the region here is called Kalos. It's shaped like a star and is based on France. The big middle city is the one with the big Eiffel Tower thing. Is called Lumio City. You have to kind of say it like Lumio City or something like an Ash type voice and make it sound really gay. It says you get new
it's
Pokemon.
Not for Dawson.
What? You sound gay? Nope, not at all. Okay. Then we've got four new Pokemon. So first up is Helioptile, which is an electric / normal type, which makes normal the secondary type. This says here it's cowardly. It's a cowardly Pokemon. It can generate electricity through sunbathing. I don't know how that works. It sunbathes. When I picture this, I picture it with one of those little like screens that it's like reflecting light onto itself, like it's in Beverly Hills. It can power machinery. Well, let's see. It knows Parabolic Charge, a new move where it attacks everything around it, and its HP is restored by half the damage taken by those hits. So basically, it's an electric version of Giga Drain. Fletchling, our generic bird, the normal flying type. It's let's see. It sings stuff, and it's got it says unleashes relentless attacks when in battle. It knows Flame Charge, when it uses Flame Charge, it increases its speed. Then we have our Kung Fu Panda, Leaf in Mouth. It's a fighting type, Punch'em, which is basically Punch'em but Panda instead. It learns a brand new move called Parting Shot, which lowers an opponent's attack and special attack and lets him switch out for another Pokemon. Then finally is a goat that you can ride around Lumio City. It's a grass type, and its name is Go-Goat. It uses Horn Leech to recover half the HP dealt as damage. So a physical version of Giga Drain that's probably a grass type move or something. The Pokedex is going to be divided into three unique areas. This doesn't list them here, what I'm looking at. But it's like coastal, Kalos, and those two other ones that I can't remember where it is. And I have to go to Cerebi because I'm on Poke Beach. Cerebi listed them. Let's see. It's I gotta find it. Shit, I don't remember. But it's three different. It divides it up. I don't. I gotta find the names for it, but shit, forgot it. I can't find it. Oh well, screw it. It's not important, really. You can customize your trainer and like pick different hair color and skin color, so Dawson can finally be a black Pokemon trainer.
Yes.
Because I know that's what turns him on. You can also get like new accessories and outfits that you can change into on your journey and swap out. So that's fun. It's adorable riding around on a Go-Goat. That's cool. They show you the battle screen like when you encounter a trainer. It looks pretty neat. It looks
like a lot better. Obviously, it's all updated. The character count on names of Pokemon and attacks appears to be longer or something. So that's cool. I think that's everything that's confirmed to have been revealed. Let's see. The Pokedex is like a tablet. That's fun. It's probably going to be like some like giant shitty toy that only has like 10 Pokemon in it or something like that. I don't, because that's how life works. That's fun. Brian, you want to talk about that first and then we'll do the other stuff? Or
sure.
Okay.
I'm in love with this panda. Like, seriously.
I know, right? I feel like it's like our new Scraggy for this gen.
Except
where we love it at first instead of being like, I hate this fucking thing. And then loving it, like, we just love it now.
I like the concept of Go-Goat. Like, just riding him around town, even though you got cars and shit, but you're riding a goat because you love nature or something.
I want to see what the bird turns into. Like, how its evolved forms turn out.
It's a Japanese robin. So, like, the concept of, like, a little tiny-ass little robin, like, turning into something huge or anything like that is kind of weird. I think it might end up being, like, it might be, like, a swallow kind of thing where it's still a fairly medium-sized bird.
Where you think it'll only have a two-stage?
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know for sure, but...
Yeah, did you see that picture of Crobatman and Robin? That was awesome.
I think Kiefer retweeted that.
Yeah. What I'm noticing is the lizard is electric slash normal. What the hell does normal being a secondary type do for you? Aside from make you weak. I mean, it makes you weak to fighting, but my thing is that normally, like, normal is the primary type, and then you get your secondary type of, you know, like normal grass for Deerling, or normal flying for every bird ever, for whatever godforsaken reason. Normally that, you know, normal is your first type. Here they made it the secondary type. Like, for some reason, Pokebeach wrote it normal and electric, but when you go on the actual X and Y website, it says electric slash normal.
That's fine. Whatever.
That I don't get.
Master was drunk that day. I don't know.
Probably.
I like the concept of the Pokedex. I agree it's probably going to turn into an absolute shit toy. But box art looks cool. The Pokedex looks cool.
The box art looks really nice. I like how they have like a white and black background behind the X and Y. Yeah,
that's neat. I don't care too much for Helioptile right now, but he might grow on me. I think
he's kind of cute. I mean, he's not my favorite of the four, but I think he's cute.
Like, the region doesn't look bad. It doesn't look like it's going to have a whole lot of, like... It seems kind of linear, but I don't mean Kanto was a box, so anything's better than Kanto, really.
Yeah, we think we're gonna actually have water routes this time that we have to travel across, because I know there was.
It looks like it.
There's not a whole lot of that in black and white. I mean, there's a couple of things.
There's a lot of rivers.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it up close, actually for the first time, really, but that's kind of neat. I wonder what kind of other legendaries they're gonna make tie into, like, the mythos of the Kalos region, like how they have with Sinnoh and the fuck are we in now? Unova.
Where the fuck are we? I'm sure they'll do something.
Because, like, Hoenn, Unova... Everything except Kanto had legendaries that, like, tied into the, like, the mythos of the region. So how this is all going to tie in? Because it's always kind of neat, though, to just see how they, like, all the little stories behind the legendary that they make up.
It adds to the depth of the game a little bit, I think.
Yeah. And then when they start incorporating like the other ones into it and trying to like work them all together, that's always neat. So moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so moving along from this. So Poke Beach, we have
fairies.
Fairy godparents. Fairy Pokemon types.
Basically, yeah. Some rumors that they had somebody come to them and say, "Hey, look, I got some inside information." They were in a parking garage. The guy was wearing a trench coat. I'm imagining this is what's going on. He's wearing a hat, and you know, he gave them a bunch of facts about some first party source. And so, like, okay, let's see what you got. But they didn't post any information because they didn't know if it was true or not. Then back in April, the guy who leaked some black and white stuff also said, he revealed there would be a new type in X and Y called Fairy, which is something that the first individual said. And he was like, okay, well, that's cool. But they still didn't post any of it because they were like, whatever. They're trying to decide if it's the same source or not. Also, there's a bunch of, like, do we post or do we not? Behind the scenes crap. But then when Kurokuro came out, and then all this information, obviously the official English names of stuff, they talked about that parabolic charge move, which is something the guy back in February said very specifically, which is just kind of weird, that by a new electric move that drains opponent's HP. And apparently it was the only attack that they told him about, but it's kind of a specific thing to just pull out your ass and make up. So they kind of believe that a lot of this, or at least some of it, it will turn out to be genuine. So this is some of the stuff that they – I think this is the first batch of information they gave them. And apparently they have like a bunch more that they're going to post at some point in the future. I figured they would have just done it right away, but I might be waiting for Nintendo to look the other direction and then post it. So what it says here is that Fairy will be a new type, bringing our count to 18. It's weak to poison and steel, immune to dragon, super effective against dragon, dark, and fighting, and fire and psychic will take half damage from it. Sylveon, our new Eevee, is fairy type, which would explain why they have been very hesitant to tell us what it is outright. Some older Pokemon will be reclassified to fairy, such as Mawile, who right now is pure steel, will become steel/fairy. Mewtwo has two new forms, not just one, both activated via items. And then they came back here and said that if you go to the official website of the movie, the file name for Mewtwo's new form is titled M2X, whereas Mewtwo's regular file name is just M2. So they're thinking that maybe this, like, it's Mewtwo X, and then there'll be a Mewtwo Y.
This is what we need.
It says both activated via items. The professor's English name is Patrice. Sylveon, I went up a line, so down a line. The starter's final evolutions are, in fact, fire, psychic, grass, dark, and water fighting. The first gym is bug, second is fairy, fourth is fighting. A few attacks will be dual-typed. That's interesting. There will be a new type of battling style that flying types and Pokemon Levitate can do. That's also interesting. And this, I don't give a shit about, but some people do. You'll be able to see a Pokemon's EVs at a certain in-game facility. You'll be able to boost the EVs through mini-games, and it will take about 2 hours to max out one EV stat. It says they sent a lot of information since then, including several English names, but they're not going to post any of it.
until something else is verified, which in fact, after that they said, hey, those Pokemon that Kuro put out, those four of them, the guy said these are their English names, and he said Go-Goat, Pancham, Fletchling, and Hilliptile. And then like a day later, the English Pokemon site put them up there with those exact names.
He's psychic.
So, possibly, I don't know. But this it's rather interesting, I think. It would explain why Sylveon doesn't look like it would match with any type we know about.
Like, the closest already. Was probably flying, and even that was a huge stretch.
Exactly. I like the idea of just, obviously, going back and classifying some. I imagine the Clefairy and possibly also Jigglypuff lines would become normal fairy. Mm-hmm. I would think Swift might also change types to fairy. Kind of like how Bite changed to dark type.
Right.
Just part of that's just simply because of like the way it looks. It almost looks like a fairy type thing. And also, like if you mean like, you know, like Cinderella's fairy godmother, the magic wand ends in a star shape. Also, it's an attack you see Sylveon doing in the game. And it's something that usually Jigglypuffs and Clefairies get a lot of, is Swift. So that may end up becoming fairy. I still believe, and this is what I didn't actually explain in detail to Brandon, I said it there, but Eevee. I still think we're getting a second Eevee.
It'd be stupid to just have one.
I don't think we're going to get just one. And I think that it's going to end up being like how, because we got psychic and dark, and then we got grass and ice. And both times we got new Eevees. The evolution method, and actually all the evolutions, each set of them, even the first three, it's the same method but slightly different. It's either a different stone, different type of day, or by a different rock that you level up by. I think that Sylveon and the second Eevee will be the same type deal. I think that it's going to be Dragon.
It makes sense given the fact that Fairy is supposed to be resistant to Dragon.
Yeah, I did it based on the fact that when they added the Dark type, we got Umbreon to show it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave us also Espeon, which Umbreon would beat. And is immune to Espeon's attacks. So I just figured that we're going to get that here's fairy type. Sylveon and the dragon type would have a similar relationship type wise.
Makes sense. But I would just love to see a dragon type Eevee, period.
I would love to see all the types.
It would look like Vaporeon, except badass.
Which, I mean, I would love to see a Dragon-type Eevee. I think it would be cool. Mewtwo, two new forms. I don't know why he needed one new form,
He didn't even need one. The fact that he's getting might get two is kind of obnoxious, but... I like the final type setups for the starters.
I do, too. That's the next thing I want to talk about, actually, was because to me, what it says is that when you raise your starter, like to go up against your rival or just another friend who has the game, you have to do more than just make it super strong and hope they pick the one weaker than you. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually have to make him have good stats in a varied moveset. Because, like, if I pick a grass type, because I know Brian's probably going to pick the water frog.
That's a frog, so...
Exactly.
Brian's like, my hands are tied.
And then I'm like, Brian's going to do that. It's good. I wanted to use Brian as my example partner. I pick my grass type. I know Brian's going to pick the water type. I can't just go, you know what? Let's just give him like the best-ass grass move ever and just murder him. I have to actually make sure that I have a good speed or that I have a good defense to back him up, because he's going to be using a fighting type move on me.
Yeah, and you're
fine. I'm dark type. Right, so like you have to actually try and like balance out your, that you make your starter decent, as opposed to just being like, look, it's a starter. I do cool things with him.
Like, and I like it because for a while, providing it's true. For a while, people were always going like, well, what if they did a psychic dark fighting triangle for a starter instead of fire, grass, and water? And so this kind of encompasses both, and I think that's kind of neat.
Yeah. It's definitely awesome. I like that Fairy is getting a gym. Assuming that, obviously, the information is correct, that Fairy would not only get a new head, but it would get a new its own gym. Kind of like how Steel got a gym. Hopefully, it's not like one. It's not like the Olivine gym where you go in and just one guy. Like, yeah, I got Fairy types. No one knows what the fuck to do with them though. So just me.
It's just me. No one else wanted fairies. It's just an old balding man.
Like, I'm hoping we get a dark type gym. It's been 5 gens. Still haven't got one. Unless I'm forgetting something.
And all the dark type people have been, if I remember correctly, have been Elite Four members.
Yeah. I would love to get a dark type gym. That, I think that would be a bigger, like, if it was a reveal rumor, then we got a fighting gym. Tell me we have a dark type gym. I'd probably crap my pants. Right here, right now. I don't know what a dual type attack would do.
That's like the one thing on here that seems really wishy-washy to me. Like, I like the concept. I just don't know necessarily. How would that work?
And what does that even mean? Like, I know what it literally means. Like, it's an, you know, it's a two type attack. But what does that even do?
I like making fire punch like a fire fighting attack.
Okay, that kind of makes sense then. Okay,
like that adds a lot into how it affects attacking in general. So.
Well, yeah, because it turns like things like Fire Punch and Thunder Punch into, I can't use this on a psychic type to try and kill it, even though I'm like a super fast Hitmonchan in there or something.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah, because don't, now don't it's do doing half damage. So that would definitely change up some dynamics a lot. Dynamic! And I'm interested in this flying type battling style.
Is it gonna be like what's her face from Hoenn?
I was about to. Oh! I thought you were about to say this chick from the chick from Unova with her like thought battle. That's really what I was going for. And then you said Hoenn, and I'm like, wait, what? What did the chick in Hoenn do? She had the hot air balloons thing going on.
I think it was the one where Pikachu used Thunder Armor on Swallow.
Oh, that. Yeah. That. We don't talk about that. That's like Fight Club. We don't talk about that here. I don't know. I'm intrigued by it because that could just be fun by itself, like trying to master this like different kind of battle, depending on how it works, obviously. But is there anything else? Oh, that Eevee's thing on here. Yeah, not Eevee, the cool Pokemon. Eevee, the thing I don't give a shit about. That's a thing. But, you know, whatever.
Lots of interesting stuff on the horizon, I think.
Yeah, it makes me want X and Y so much more now than I did even than I was before. I mean, I already wanted it really bad now, you know, before, but now I want it even more bad because that's proper English. I want it even more, and I need it. Like, it got me so pumped for X and Y to get like this new gameplay video and this information and see new Pokemon. I've been waiting for new Pokemon for a while, and I remember getting more info next month, apparently, so hopefully it's even more Pokemon, or maybe the fairy thing. That would be cool to have.
It'd be nice to have confirmation on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Before you start getting flooded with more and more rumors.
Yeah, although I am interested to see what the rest of those rumors are.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, but I'm excited about the whole thing. You know, it makes sense the fairy type. The Japanese name is Nymphia.
Yeah, it does.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking on the Serapis, the X and Y new Pokemon page, and I just read that. And I'm like, son of a bitch. Why was this right there in front of my face this whole time? We had Leafia, Glacia, like, hell, like what? Umbreon was named like Blackie or something, like. Yeah, it is! And then here's this one, Nymphia. I'm like, fuck. How did I not see that?
Well, even the name Sylveon is derived, can be construed as sort of a fairy link. Because of a sylph.
What's a sylph?
It's a mythological creature. I really don't know how to explain it.
This is why we have you here. How do I spell it so I can Wikipedia it? Actually, yeah,
S-Y-L-P-H.
All right, let's see. Sylph.
It's considered like an air spirit or...
Well, fuck.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so fairy type is real? In fact, if you go to the sylph, it actually says, see also, fairy. All right, so fairy type confirmed right here on RRR. bitch! Why didn't you say this sooner? Where have you been?
I've been right here. I just now thought of it, because you were mentioning the Japanese name, and I'm like, Sylveon, so, yeah. Oh.
I meant like months ago when they announced his name.
Again, I just now thought of it.
Well,
I didn't have fairies on the mind at the time, okay?
Well, what are we paying you for?
You're not paying me. I thought we had this discussion.
We did this joke.
Well, I guess you just got a bad contract from that Naboss guy.
Okay.
Mr. Nabass, more like Mr. Grabass, am I right, guys? Great. Because of gay.
That's right.
So this one embraces the gay, unlike Simon. Okay, so... Now...
Why can't Metroid crawl?
What?
Why can't Metroid crawl, Brian?
Doesn't got legs.
Did you see those pictures earlier?
No.
Of like the people stuck in Super Metroid.
Oh yes.
What? Why can't I crawl?
I've seen two of them. How do I blast through? They're just standing.
I'm 10 minutes in and I'm stuck already. Fuck my life. You know what the problem is that little pig guy from Donkey Kong Country Returns can come in and be like, do you want Super Kong to show you how to beat the game? No, I don't. I want to do it on my own.
I'm a big boy.
You fucking asshole with your little, like, waving your arm, making a beeping noise at my face. Suck my dick, you old damn pig. Turn you into bacon. Asshole. Sell you to Jimmy Dean. Make some sausage. Not breakfast.
Well, that went to some interesting places.
Now it's time for
superhero time. Wizard Paris.
See, he almost forgot too.
Akiba Nanjutsu. What happened? Aerosol forgot what Wizard was? Wizard's a thing still for the next few weeks.
Well, I had to fill in last week, and every time I have to fill in, I kind of forget the order of things.
Alright, so we're on episode 13 of Cuber Boobers, we'd be in with a training session. Right, green versus gold, and they followed PR logic. You can only use a towel of your color, so that was fun. Some friend of Soji's jumps in, some chick, and she's like, hey, let's go do things Nonally at school. And he's like, you're a girl. Why would I do that? And they're like, the fuck is wrong with you? And she makes him lunch, and he's like, cool. And they're like, God damn it, Soji, you dumbass. The little note falls off, which makes Uchi and Ian be like, hey, let's go put our noses in this guy's business because we're douchebags. And meanwhile, Crying Guy and Lucky have taken out a new monster for a spin. And basically, he can see the arrows that show you loving someone, or apparently also your friendship. But like your love between two people, and he can take his giant Crayola scissors and cut them, which then makes
snippers.
That's right, his relation snippers. I think that's what had happened to me a while back. Some took some relation snippers in there and just were like, "Fuck this!" And then I started crying for 9 months and this thing. And you become really paranoid, and you're like, "Please don't leave me." And you, like, you know, start tying them up or something. I don't know. It gets real bondage-y in here real fast. People start freaking the fuck out, like, just crazily. Meanwhile, back at school, because that's a thing still, Soji's there, and they're, like, kendo club, and the one chick has another chick friend. He's like, you're going to tell him you love him? And she's like, no, I'm scared and quiet. And Japanese, so we don't speak up. We're just very submissive and tight. And like, oh, okay. And Brian's like, what the fuck? Nothing to do with anything. I don't know. I just wanted to say it. And so she's like, well, I don't know. I can't do it. She's like, look, he's going to go be popular. You don't need any more competition from other girls. And she's like, oh, I guess you're right. And then, like, Uchi and Ian grab her and are like, hey, bimbo, let's help you. So he's like, okay. So they dress up in funny costumes and try to harass her in order to get Soji to be like, I'll protect you, my lady. Except Amy just butts in, kicks her ass, and is like, hey, Soji, I'll see you later, hands him some paper. She's like, no, they're going on a date. No. Meanwhile, King and Nobuharu run into the monster. They transform and fight, and then the monster's like, hey, if I switch from the red lens on my 3D glasses to the blue lens, I can see their friendship instead of their love because they're not gaybos. And so he cuts Daigo's friendship with Nobuharu, and he starts freaking out because he's like, here, use my battery to finish him off. And he's like, why do I gotta do it myself? What's wrong with you? Don't leave me. And they're like, the hell's going on here? So Nobuharu breaks the guy's scissors and everyone turns back to normal. And they're like, oh, fuck. And then they leave. And then Lucky pours some of his, like, sperm water on it. And it heals itself because sperm water can heal scissors that are broken. So that's fun. And then he starts going off doing it again or something. I don't know. Meanwhile, Ian takes the girl to go see Soji after school, and they see him with Amy doing some shopping, and she's like, they're on a date, you're a douche. And she starts crying, and Soji sees her and runs after her and is like, no, Ian's not a douche, stop it, he's my friend, I love him. And they're like, this is getting a little awkward. So, The monster she comes around and cuts her love arrow, and she starts freaking out, right? She's about to tell Soji she wants to do his dick, and that's what she was going to say. I saw it in the script. And so they transform and start fighting. Nobuharu and Daigo distract him by being dressed up as a woman and an old man or something, and they kick him in the face, and they have Uchi break his scissors. And then they start fighting, who the hell gave their battery to someone? Uchi gave his battery to Soji, and they destroyed him.
He's like a pile of them that he hands out like Halloween candy.
I know. I'm pretty sure they're laced with roofies, but that's fine. And
we had a roofie joke last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I did. Oh, sweet, dude, high five.
Who got roofied last week?
I mentioned it in my summary for Cure Your Dreams.
King.
Daigo got roofied.
Then well, that's fantastic.
He's gone.
So the monster grows big. They get a giant power monster. Kyo Yujin's like, oh, fuck, I'm being held down. They're probably going to rape me. And then Terror Gordon Ramsay comes in and is like, you bastards! You fucking donkey! Get off him! And turns into...
That sounded like Shrek. Donkey!
So then Soji and Ian are like, we're out of here. We're going to join up with this guy. And they form Toradeno Western, which doesn't make any cool sounds. It just turns one of the little triangles into the sheriff's symbol. Oh, yeah, bitch. And so they start fighting. Kyoryugen destroys the para monster, and Toradeno Western destroys the monster. Soji goes to, like, give the chick a gift and is like, thank you for being my friend and helping me out and helping me get past being a douche. He turns around to the chick's friend and is like, and here's one for you too. And they're like, god damn it. And then she starts beating him because he's stupid. And then it ends and I have a good laugh. A good laugh, you bastard.
Okay.
So this was a fun episode. I love Uchi. He's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I love how every time someone speaks English, he's like, I don't know what the fuck you said, but it sounded good. So that's fun. We got to see Toradeno Western because the toy can do that. We got to see some more stuff with Soji. He had another episode again. That was cool. Because he needed to do something. Daigo is a woman. That's... Yeah. Let's not do that again. What did you think?
Well, my favorite part was when...
You.
Yeah, well, you asked the ambiguous you. I don't know. My favorite part was when they dressed up like street tough to try to hit on that girl, and Amy attacks them just because, like, I thought the whole situation was hilarious, and then just sort of rolling away, going, Amita! I don't know, I just thought it was really funny. Like, wait, we're doing a bit, and you don't understand.
Like, I love the way Uchi comes in dressed, and then he's so into it, and, like, in character. Everything about him is awesome. Anyone else going to talk, or is it just us? Who the fuck?
I was just kind of thinking. Overall, I enjoyed the episode. Okay, this is the third time the payment thing has come up, and I'm serious. Are my checks getting lost in the mail or something?
They're being sent back because your postman's an idiot.
God damn it.
Just like your comics.
Yeah, I enjoyed the episode. It was not a whole lot to it, really.
It was kind of like the Garo episode we're eventually going to talk about, even though we did already.
I enjoy seeing Utsumi Maru interact with the team, you know, while not trying to be a douche.
He's just constantly smiling.
Yeah, he's so peppy. I like how he actually does have these reactions to sort of modern day things. Like, he was so astounded that a girl would be so forward with her love note, and I think there were a couple other moments where he was just like, just, again, astounded that people did this. I love it. He just seems like such a gullible dude, but he's so lovable at the same time.
And he reacts the way he did to modern life.
He's just taking it all in. We talked about this in our private discussion, but the relation snippers were kind of odd.
Yeah, they were stupid.
Mostly in just how they functioned. Because the way it's set up, you would think by severing the relationship between two people that would cause them not to care anymore.
See, that's what I thought was going to happen, and then it didn't.
Exactly, did the opposite. It caused them to care more and think that the other person didn't like them. So I'm guessing it pretty much just caused them to think that the relationship was over, I guess. But it was weirdly defined.
Like, it cut their security in their relationship, and they became paranoid that they were going to leave. Like, no, don't leave me. I will tie you and put you in a hole in my basement.
It puts the lotion on. I don't know how it got there.
I agree with Aerosol in that it was a really fun episode, and I enjoyed, like,
I agree with Aerosol
all of it,
that he likes the penis.
But I didn't really... I mean, it wasn't much to take away from it. It was just kind of there. Yeah. Like I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but the crying effects made me want to kill myself.
Yeah, that was stupid. Yeah, cry on command! It's also demanding.
What I'm trying to figure out is why Brian just didn't kill himself.
Because I'm a strong, independent woman.
Me too!
I tell him all the time.
Brian don't need no man.
That's what he said to Kenji when Kenji walked out on him. His ex-husband.
Yeah, it was just a fun filler episode. It was kind of neat to see how Soji has kind of changed with being within this group. Like, he's still the really quiet just like introverted person who doesn't really talk to people, but he's not an asshole anymore. So
the old me would have laughed at your misfortune. Now look, I'm following you.
It was kind of nice to see him stick up for Ian instead of kind of falling into the trope of going along with the misunderstanding.
I didn't even think about that happening. I guess that does happen sometimes. We're like, how could you do this? Like,
well, I thought he was, like, she would explain how she thought that Ian was tricking her and he would believe her. But I'm glad he didn't, because it does speak more towards how they have sort of grown as a team so far.
And how he's just madly in love with Ian instead of her.
It's a valid possibility at this point.
He does have that earring, and it probably turns him on.
It's funny, because Ian was, like, doing some, like, flamboyant movements. I was sitting there going, Ian, you are such a homo.
Your flamboyant coonery entertains me. Damn it, we forgot about the new Nate's vlog.
Yeah.
Damn it, my life's ruined now.
Your life was already ruined.
True.
Yeah.
So speaking of ruined life, how about that Wizzles?
Oh, Lord.
Can I go?
Yeah, get out.
I don't know what kind of answer. So I'm just going to go.
Bye.
No, that's Brian when he sends the bye note to people when he quits. Anyway, so we start with Haruto having just saved Gremlin. And he seduces him over a campfire. And
then, seduce Gremlin.
They follow that up with some hot looking for hat action. And he's like, so if you're a human, how come, what do you want to do with like this phantom stuff? He's like, I want to have another one of those Saba things or whatever it's called. Oh, okay. Like,
what's
the guy that places.
He wants to have another Saban.
Meanwhile, we got Model Bitch being attacked again. And then Beast saves her, and while she's cowering, Gremlin's like, oh, I'll save you again, and then he takes her to a special salon. And while that's happening, Haruto gets called to the station, and it turns out that Sora was a creepy fuck before this happened, and he was pulling some straight-up Dexter shit, except instead of killing serial killers, he just kills girls with hair, so everyone's a target, even Brian. Just kidding. But the girl did get Brian's haircut later, spoilers. So then Gremlin's like going crazy and he's starting to give her an evil haircut and he's like, oh, someone broke up with me at one point, so I decided to kill all girls with their hair. And but Haruto and Nito show up to save her and Beast fights Phantom Guy and he actually manages to defeat him this week. I was fairly surprised. Haruto faces off against Gremlin and Gremlin just ends up leaving because he's really annoyed at how broken Infinity is. And so at the end, model bitch girl resolves her dad issues that I never brought up before in the summary. And she gets a haircut. It is like Brian's, but like mullet Brian, when he's like right about to get a haircut. You can always watch the V-logs evolve, like the hair. And then we end with like Haruto thinking on a beach and talking, and what's her name? Kiyomi shows up and she's waving and they're like running towards each other, and then suddenly a Dalek, and then it ends. Okay, there was no Dalek, but I just really wanted to do that bit. Anyway, so this episode was actually pretty good. I really didn't expect them to take that direction with Gremlin. I thought maybe that it was going to be like, or at least one of the options I was thinking of is the reason he was doing Phantom stuff is he just really didn't know what else to do. And he just thought it was what he's supposed to. But it definitely? Wow. It's a new word. I just invented it. It definitely gave me a really creepy vibe when he showed up at the police station and you see, like, a picture of Sora and all his victims. Like, it was, like, one of those moments in, like some sort of, like, horror suspense movie or show when you realize something really creepy is about to happen. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's with her alone right now. This is not good.
I don't know why he didn't rape her.
So... and so that was really surprising and...
under my instinct.
Like I said yesterday, which no one knows I'm talking about except two people, but if he does still indeed have his soul, I think that's really interesting that the person that was allowed to keep their soul was a serial killer, or at least found a loophole around it, a glitch. I don't know how it happened, but I don't know. Overall, it was pretty good. I like what they did, and I like that Beast actually defeated a Phantom. That was nice.
Yeah. I agree more or less about Gremlin. Like, I think... I honestly didn't see the twist coming. At least not last week when they were setting all this up. Because they really set it up to make you think that what the fuck are they called? Phantom. He's a Phantom, but he might not be. He might not totally be a bad guy. You know, he still has his. He's making this case how he, you know, he doesn't know everything, but he knows he still has a human heart. And it's like, okay, this seems like they're building him up to be at least a little bit sympathetic, especially with the fact that he's been, for some reason, helping Wizard. But then it reveals that, you know, when he's, when he was a human, he was a serial killer. I think that is actually a pretty interesting twist. I don't know if they'll expand on that later. My guess is they won't, but I like it.
I think it's funny that last week Brian said he hasn't done anything too horribly bad, so no, there he goes, just killed like 12 girls.
There goes me being wrong
and
again.
I like how all of the really horrible things actually came from when he was human.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, he still has a human heart, but human beings can also be just as horrible.
It's a positive message to send home to the kids.
This episode made me want to know more about Kiyomi and reminded me that we don't actually know everything about her background yet.
You don't know anything about her yet.
Well, like, we know that she's like that she runs on mana, but like,
where's she born? Pawnee or Eagleton?
Like, I forgot that we did not know everything about her and what happened to her to make her this sad husk of a human being. And I'm like, well, now I want to know
that she's the Philosopher's Stone.
Oh my god, is she gonna be another fucking core switch? Oh, you were an inanimate object the whole time. Fuck. Can't believe we didn't realize that.
I was hoping she was going to be Wise Man. like she's...
I've been fooling you this entire time. Turns into...
No, like why...
Guys, Wise Man. That'll fool everyone.
Like Wise Man, like... jumped out of her, like, that was her phantom, and now she's just this husk of a person. Because Wise Man hasn't we haven't seen a human Wise Man. We just see Wise Man.
Wise Lady.
Exactly. Wise Man's not a man at all.
She's going to be the stone, and then she's going to die, and then come back in the last 4 minutes of the show and be like, I'm alive because.
I do think it was interesting when Gremlin and Wizard were talking, and they did bring up Koyomi as well as Wizard's own humanity. And I like when Gremlin mentioned, you know, whether you become a wizard or a phantom or something else entirely, no matter what, once that process has begun, you don't come out unscathed. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be scathed.
Yeah, Stossel, that's exactly
those,
what
it's just one of those things where Wizard has a bunch of interesting elements like that, but I just feel like they're not going to have some sort of payoff towards it.
Like, for once, probably not. I actually did enjoy a Wizard episode, which is nice, because I really haven't lately.
Don't say.
You liked it last week.
Yeah, like, I like this arc as a whole. Mostly because Gremlin was such an unknown at the point, and now we kind of know a bunch about him.
No, but too much.
Man. And now I'm uncomfortable. But, I agree that it was nice that Beast finally did something. That's always enjoyable to see Beast actually successfully eat a phantom.
Lunchtime.
So, that's nice, and the entire thing is, like, really creepy. I agree, I didn't see it coming. Like, I thought they were gonna do something good. Like, oh, he's not a bad guy. Like, this is the second time we thought that. Because it happened with Phoenix, too. It's like, oh, maybe he'll defect and be, like, a rogue third party that's just really bitchy all the time. Oh, maybe Gremlin will become a rogue third party because he's actually a decently nice guy. Oh.
I hope this... Because I did like that arc with Phoenix. It just didn't have good payoff during the arc that followed. So I do hope that Gremlin at least gets a better ending to his little story. Or at least a more satisfying one.
One would hope. It's not that hard to beat
Phantoms.
Something about Kibo. Kibo no Yusha or some whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were referring to a Yu-Gi-Oh thing.
Okay. Why would I refer to Yu-Gi-Oh? That'd be silly.
Utopia's Japanese name is Kibo O Hope.
Oh. I forgot he had a Japanese name.
Yeah. Hope King Hope.
Wow. That's new. Kibo O Hope.
Here they
named it. Sounds like an Irish name. Name's Kibo Hope. Up in the morning to you.
Great impression, Mark. I like how that's everyone's go-to phrase. Like, it'll make it sound more authentic. More leprechaunish, too.
Fucking stereotypes, man.
There's only two things I don't believe in. Coincidence and leprechauns.
I almost asked what the American stereotype is, but I'm assuming it's like yee-haw or... y'all, or...
I was going with yo, yeah.
Yo, yeah?
Yo, yeah.
I was going for an Ebonics thing.
Yo, Gabba Gabba. That's what you do with this. Tick, tick, tick. Lasers, quick, everyone get your tiny robots.
I like tiny robots.
Oh.
There's Kevin.
Is Doctor Who always on?
Yes. At Brian's house it is.
No, in Dawson's house it is.
Always. Well, why is it always on, Dawson?
Because timey-wimey.
Oh, okay.
Because timey-wimey.
That's pretty much the answer to all of Doctor Who, actually. Okay. So, speaking of Doctor Who, I'll keep Ranger time.
Yeah. So, the unofficial Sentai Summaries with Shuki 2.
Toot?
Two.
Oh,
the fucker.
Deep toot.
Okay. So Hakusei had a contract with Luna for one battle, so she isn't coming back. She is currently auditioning for a role in a George Spielberton movie. Yeah. So she gets beat by this Akina girl who turns out to know General Pain somehow. I don't remember. I don't really care. And she won by doing some dance from Sun Vulcan or something. Because Spielberton is a Sentai fan and was playing with unreleased figure arts that I have no idea how he got, and I kind of hate him. And so Akagi brings it up on his phone, and it's like, says Powerful Rangers, and it's like, what the fuck? And so Malshina shows up, and she starts spreading around pictures of Akagi and Yuko during the cosplay episode from last season for some reason, because she has that. And so they all transform, and then the Powerful Rangers show up, which is Tyranno and Dragon Ranger with American flag belts and collars, because that's a thing. And so this begins a bit about how Japan takes America's Powerful Rangers and claims it's their Sentai, and basically what we do here, except reverse. And so after the fight, Coscos informs them that the Gow Ranger is now the first Super Sentai and was copied from the 8th Powerful Ranger, Wild Force. Its production caused the owners of Powerful Rangers to try and sue for copyright infringement. Luna believes the current reality, so they think her delusion and misunderstanding caused the ordeal, because she's basically under the impression that Sentai came from Powerful Rangers because Spielberton likes it and he's American. I think it was something like that.
Maruka.
But, yeah. So General Pain creates Trinoid number 23, Salma Hogani phone. And he's a redeco of the iPad guy from last episode. But now he's got a fish for an arm and he's covered in mahogany wood. So that was inspired by Abba Ranger's mixing villains, which we make fun
Gino
of.
Gino Randomizer.
And he's like, well, I made it because you said they were dinosaurs. And she's like, no, they're the other dinosaurs. And it was like, oh. So he fucked up. She fucked up. Everyone fucked up.
You mean the new ones? No, the old ones.
Which old ones? The old ones. Oh, shit, I was going for the new old ones. So meanwhile, Akagi and Yuko try to fix the Powerful Rangers problem, but no one believes them. They're running around town going like, Sentai started here, and it's our rightful legacy. And they're like, no.
Hello, man.
So the phone guy attacks, Luna transforms, and she goes and sides with the Powerful Rangers because she thinks it'll help her be a better idol. I'm really tired of this bitch. But Akagi and Yuko get de-untransformed during the fight because they're getting their shit beat out of them by the Powerful Rangers. And so they keep yelling various Z-Ranger episode plots, which didn't take too long to cover all of them.
I think they literally covered the whole show.
And they're like, well, you brought the sales back up and saved the show and because your toys weren't awful.
Well, and that just makes me sad.
I know. And using the powerful ability of yelling and the Zeus Soken, and he's like, it's got show accurate sounds. It was a marvel in engineering. I'm like, that's horrible. And so the Powerful Rangers turn back into the G-Rangers, and they're like, yay, we're G-Rangers again.
Not sure which one would be worse.
So they fight and they give Luna the penultimate power of the Z-Ranger Cross, which is the Z-Ranger Buckler, and she basically just attaches it to herself, and they do Dino Gymnastics Formation. I have no idea what the fuck they're doing in this, but they're a dinosaur power attack, and they basically just toss her into the enemy and they die. So Luna decides to stay with the Akiba Rangers to learn how to be a better idol. Again, tired of this bitch. Akina shows up and she's like, yeah, the movie didn't happen because Spielberton had this dream about an unofficial Sentai and he wants to go write about that instead. Let's be rivals, huh? And something happens, I don't know. And so the ending theme is Girls in Trouble, Deca Ranger, sung by Akagi and General Pain. Greatest thing ever.
I love that they sing it.
You're like, oh, it's going to be Yuko and Luna, and then bam, it's Akiba Red and the enemy. Fantastic. That was my favorite part of the episode, the ending theme.
I didn't even know that happened.
Of course you didn't. You are a horrible person. See, Kevin's half dead, and he still thinks you're a horrible person. So yeah, that's a thing. I like how a lot of people were going to this episode expecting, like, tons of Power Ranger references. And outside of the fact that they were called Powerful Rangers, and it's not because they don't have, like, the rights to Power Rangers or anything. They mentioned Power Rangers outright in the first season because of the SPD dub. And I think it was just to kind of steer clear of the fact that they're basically completely making fun of all of the people in America that are like, oh, Power Rangers is ours.
I love it.
No, it's not. It's Japan's that you made ours by changing a couple things, maybe. So that entire thing was cool. I like the bounce back between the dinosaur Sentais with the monster and the G-Rangers being there. That was funny. Me and Dawson were talking about how the fact that they picked Wild Force of all seasons. Yeah. One, Gal Ranger is an anniversary season in Japan. Two, Wild Force was when Disney started working on the show here. So it was kind of a double whammy there.
And three, we're watching it right now, so it's clearly catered towards us.
Plus, I love how that's one of the most cut-and-paste series.
Yeah.
So, like, we have been watching it. Wild Force and Gal Ranger have really similar stories. Like, it's almost verbatim sometimes. So you could believe it if it went either way.
Yeah. Like, that's almost a reality for me, because I've seen Wild Force first. So it's kind of that situation for me, because I feel like Gal Ranger's just like Wild Force all over again, because I've seen it first. But I don't remember enough of Wild Force to really care, so.
They won. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't have to watch anymore. I still need to write a review about Die Ranger.
Yeah. You got to get on that.
I was going to get on that today, and then I was tired all day and just slept. But yeah, that's someone else talking.
Yeah, so, I really enjoyed the episode. I don't think quite as much as the Die Ranger one, but I really liked all the jokes about just the Powerful Rangers sort of making fun of the whole what came first, and, like, them getting the right to prove that Sentai was first. And as much as I hate it, it was nice that they did another Sentai we just watched that we know, with, like, the G-Ranger references. So I just really enjoyed all that. I thought it was really funny.
The G-Ranger references were only, like, 2 minutes of the overall show. Most of it really was just making fun of Americans.
Yeah.
Which I like. I know that can definitely get annoying sometimes, because, well, the whole us being idiots thing, but
it reminds me of that scene in, have you seen Harold and Kumar 2?
Yeah.
Where that kid, or that guy in the glasses, like, freaks out on the main, like, recent Asian guy. He's like, people think we're stupid, but we're not stupid, and we're not gonna take this shit anymore. Like, that's what it reminds me of when people talk about that type of stuff.
I did really like just seeing Dragon Ranger and Tyranno Ranger act like that, just because it is so different from how both series handled it. I was just rewatching it earlier, and there's a scene where they're just standing there, and Akagi's giving his, like, big speech about Z-Ranger and how they're so important and shit, but Tyranno Ranger's just standing there, putting his hand up to, like, where the ear would be on his helmet. He seriously looks like he's doing the Hulk Hogan pose, which I just found hysterical, because now I'm picturing these guys as being, like, professional wrestlers, which really are that over the top and kind of stupid.
I would be surprised. That wouldn't surprise me at this point. That's funny, though.
There's not a huge amount to say about it. It was fun.
Yeah, it was definitely fun. Like, there was... like, there wasn't as many in-jokes to poke fun at least for us.
Because they covered the complete 2 minutes of G-Ranger that mattered.
Yeah, but...
Well, it is just kind of interesting, because I can only imagine how this must look from, like, the Japanese perspective. Because obviously, we grew up with Power Rangers and only eventually got into Sentai.
Mm-hmm.
So, for us, Power Rangers just kind of came first. Obviously, it didn't actually come first, but... So, seeing it from... I can only imagine how it is from, like, the opposite perspective. It's just one of those episodes where it's like, it's... This is almost surreal being a Westerner who's watching this. Because it is so much about the Americanized Sentai instead of Sentai itself.
Like, I really kind of want to know what they think about PR as a whole. I know PR is pretty popular over there, enough to warrant, like, the SPD and Mystic Force dubs and stuff, but...
Do they get, like, the snooty people, like, with The Office? Like, oh, the 6 episodes that ran here was so much better. Or 12, whatever, shut up, you don't know how to do TV, right? You run into the ground until there's over 200 episodes. To be fair, it's not running to the ground. It's just fine. Just leave it alone. I'm arguing with myself. Somebody stop me! Kevin, stop me! Damn it, Kevin! You're so racist. You thought he was black.
Double fudge. Angela. But, yeah, that's really about it, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. I have no clue what next week's episode is about. I mean, obviously, I saw the preview, but
is
Hurricane Juice? Is it?
Or is that the one after next?
I don't know.
But it's got this like.
Oh, the next one's the one with the weird anime girl.
Yeah, who's like beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, I have no idea what the next one's about. The one after that's where we got a third Riger.
Go Riger! Go Rigers! That's not even a team! Stupid past me! I was so confused.
I like the fact that they have another figure to make now. The yellow Go Riger.
Oh boy. They're gonna make figure arts for
what
everything.
What bug is that one gonna be? We got 2 beetles. We ran out of beetles. There's gotta be more beetles.
There's only 2 beetles in it.
I like how that's your perspective on the bug, you know, species. There's only 2 beetles in existence. Kabuto beetle and Kuagata beetle. Okay, that's it.
Biology book, and there's just 2 big pictures of those two. Ran out of beetles. There's no more species. They're fucked.
It's gonna be a dung beetle.
Sweet. That's a beetle.
Yes, it is, Brian.
So
this is where I can say Garo.
Cheese nuggets.
Caro.
That was a fabulous intro.
Well, I didn't know what to do. We were talking about cheese nuggets.
It's like so long ago, but so recent at the same time.
At least we were. I don't know if we were or not. But
I'll just mention cheese nuggets before. I mean, like, we can do it.
Like the penis.
Oh yeah, penis.
I like how you phrase that. Like, the penis. You know what this is like? The penis.
So, this was an episode of Garo.
Yeah. Was not a whole lot to it.
There was nothing to it, like, at all.
Tight dog.
It was as fillery as Garo gets.
Yeah. With how much we've been getting in the past 2 episodes, this was this really was just kind of a cool down episode that is just there to fill space between something interesting and something else more interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
It was kind of neat that the pick that was the whole focus of this episode was it tied back into, what was it, like the second episode of the series?
Yeah.
Very, like, roughly, but it did. It was neat.
It was a very minuscule connection, but it was still neat that, like, they go back and draw on something like that. That explains why the pick was so majestic.
I mean, aside from some kind of silly stuff that I found entertaining, there was nothing plot-worthy in this episode.
It really wasn't. The entire plot was this guy that was like wanted to be a debut singer, and he had the pick. And whenever he sang and played the guitar, like, the whores would get really strong, and they'd start, like... There's this... The main whore was this fat one.
And he was I'm hearing it as whore.
And he just, like, jumps around and goes, and makes, like, rocker noises.
He was actually, pretty passive before the music started.
Yeah, he didn't want to fight, and then you hear the music, and then he just wanted to beat the shit out of everything. So it's like me when I get tired.
Every metal fan ever.
Basically, he kind of went from like someone who would enjoy classical music to someone who enjoys heavy metal.
His main fighting style was thrashing, basically.
Thrashing, headbutting.
Which made him...
Using the wireworks.
Yeah. It made him kind of entertaining, like funny entertaining, which is kind of defeats the purpose of a horror.
Yeah, he was, like, probably one of the most anti-horrors ever. He was, like, a chastity belt whore.
Basically, like, the whole thing was just revolved around this, like you said, this dude who was trying to be a musician and was relying on the pick to become famous, but, long, you know, discussion with Garo, talking about how he needs to lay his life on the line for his music and whatnot, and...
Rocka, rocka! Sorry. It's the only song you need to know.
I do want to mention... the transformations in Garo have never been overly long. They've been pretty short this season.
Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know if they're just using so much in the terms of, like, wardrobe and extras and, like, location or whatever they're doing, props. But I mean, it's not like they don't have a CG budget this year, because they're doing a lot of CG, but they're not using the armors that much.
Yeah. Like, he transformed for about 10 seconds.
We haven't even seen Gokai Silver's armor until next episode.
Yeah. It does make me curious if they're saving it, like, for later.
That's possible, because...
They already blew their tip budget, so they learned their lesson.
But yeah, some pretty short transformations this season, which I mean isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it is noticeable. especially in this episode. I think this episode probably could have used a little more in-suit fighting to kind of carry it,
but alas.
Jeez, I'm sorry, guys. There really isn't much about this really episode. Isn't.
When Aerosol has nothing, you know there was nothing.
pretty much. Like, it was a very run-of-the-mill episode. Like, I wasn't bored, and I enjoyed it, but there just wasn't anything to talk about. It was...
Yeah, it just... Like I said, it was kind of a cool-down episode between two more plot-heavy episodes, or at least I hope next week is going to be a little more plot-heavy.
It looks like it.
At least we get... what's the name in the show? Ryuga?
Yeah, Ryuga's the main character.
Yeah, we get
his... Oh. Ryuga's the main character. That's Garo. Gokai Silver is, Takeru.
Takeru. Okay, we get his armor next week, yeah.
And Guy, which isn't Gokai Silver. I forgot what his name was again. But... That's not important.
I think you mentioned when we were discussing the premiere how they all have Sentai names.
They do.
So calling Gokai Silver Takeru just sounds funny to me.
That's why I just want to keep calling him Gokai Silver. It's easier. But you can't call him Guy because there's a guy that's different. So many guys.
Doing stuff.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because now it's time for ramble time.
Yeah. So, I remember what Pokemon was about, because I did not ask at all. But I don't really have much to say about it, so...
It annoyed me because they've done this whole let's mind control the Pokemon thing like 5 billion times. And I was really tired of it. It's like we were talking about, I think, last week with Kiefer's question about how they redid the Lieutenant Surge episode, but without Lieutenant Surge.
Yeah.
And so that was just kind of irritating that they did this again. I liked it because it was introducing the plasma people and their whole, like, kind of plot line, but the base plot line through it with the whole mind-controlling the Pokemon has just been done so many times throughout this anime that it's just kind of obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I feel offended, like they made fun of my childhood, as funny as it is, and I feel offended and hurt.
We're not on it anymore.
I'm gonna talk anyway.
This segment will be called...
They made fun of Tommy, and it hurts. It made me feel like an idiot. Be like, this show is awesome as little kid me. Like little kid me was offended and insulted by this episode. As much fun as it was. Those Akiba Rangers, they are so silly.
Do you have anything to say about Pokemon?
What happened this week? It was that one where they got mad and got red eyes? Red eyes Pokemon Dragon?
Yeah,
that was a thing. That'll be Ampharos next week. I want to see that instead.
I want to see that.
I like Ampharos, and then Dragonite will be there. I'll be like, I'm Dragonite. I'm bigger than you. I'm a bitch. I'm like, all right.
I'm like, all right.
And like, red eyes, Asian man. I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay.
Awesome's a fag. With aerosol.
Yep. So,
because of gay?
Team
aerosol is.
Do turtles now?
Yeah, let's do turtles while he's alive.
Turtles! It was so cool. Whoa. We got to see Mutagen Man and that pulverizer guy, and he's annoying. I don't like him. I want him to get kicked in the balls. We didn't have balls anywhere. I probably just float in the Muse.
He turned into goop. It was really sad almost. Like, he wanted to be a mutant so bad, and then he turns into this hideous blob, and like, it was almost disturbing the way you could see his organs inside of it.
Yeah, I liked when Splinter made him change weapons. That was fun. Like, what do I do with this? Like, they just couldn't handle it.
See, I feel like, just realistically, they could have been doing that during their training, but when they're actually in battle, I don't get why he was so mad at him. He was kind of risking their lives. They could have not only did they know how to fight, but they almost killed each other. Watch where you're pointing those swords, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Almost. I like how they gave Michelangelo the swords. Like, why do you do that? Who makes the conscious decision to give Michelangelo a sharp weapon?
Because then he becomes leader because he has the swords.
Isn't that why you're leader?
It was funny as normal.
And the whole thing was just fantastic.
Fantastic.
I love turtles.
So now this week there's not one.
Right.
And then there's one the week after?
I don't see.
Perhaps.
It's a really weird schedule.
It's an awful schedule.
Because it's going like on and off, and then they're gone for, what, 2 weeks between seasons or something like that?
Perhaps.
Well, they haven't even finished up the first season.
Well, we're talking about like in August or something. It's like August or September where there's like a really short break between season one and two.
Yeah, it's Nickelodeon. They do stupid scheduling and things. What do you expect?
They're trying to kill it. They've already killed Digimon. You know how we know? It's been airing this whole time. We just didn't know it.
Yeah. People are stupid.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Danball Senki Wars, which we've never talked about here before, but we needed more things for Ramble Time, and most of us are watching it. Trying to get the other one to watch it, but...
Yeah, hit air.
But,
because of aerosol.
What?
Nothing.
What's going on? I was trying to explain why we're doing Danball all of a sudden. It's because Dawson and I have just recently started getting into it. We started with Wars and then sort of backtracked our way through the first season of Danball.
Yep. Problems of the world solved by tiny robots. That's the premise of the show. Quick, get the kids! Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep! Stop texting and driving. I'm not. I'm controlling my tiny robot. No, that's not a euphemism for my penis.
Beep, boop, beep, boop.
I'm controlling Achilles. Like, I'm trying to think of a good penis named one. Now I've just derailed this. Yeah, so we've been watching it, and it's about wars. It's something about wars bad. And I accidentally called it Cross Wars once. Someone start something.
I didn't know how to approach this since it's the first time talking about it, so if you just want to talk about kind of the series as a whole. For now, it's six episodes in, so...
Yeah, there's not too much to talk about just yet.
For those of you, like, who kind of vaguely know the franchise, basically it's a bunch of kids with little tiny robots who are supposedly plastic model kits that somehow completely function on their own and have military-grade weapons. But that's not the point.
Sounds safe.
And they do, like, these battles and stuff, and there was tournaments throughout the original series, and they were stopping terrorists and snipers, and...
Like how, that's one right after the other. You know, the usual tournament stopping terrorists. Kid stuff.
And so that one was kind of like a Yu-Gi-Oh-esque adventure show kind of thing. But Wars is taking like the franchise in a different direction by making it like... It kind of sounds stupid in premise, but bear with me here. It's a school... with a bunch of kids, some who which
look
nothing like kids at all. I'm looking at you, Gendo. But, and so they still have little robots, but instead of, like, doing tournaments and stuff, it's like a war simulation. And so I have this thing called Second World, and basically they're in platoons. When they're groups of four, three of which actually pilot robots, the other one just goes, I repair shit. And so they have to do all these like missions and like capture the flag and shit. It's like playing Halo with robots
or Battlefront
and
Star Wars.
So that's like the entire kind of premise of it. And they want to do this to like bring peace by figuring out how wars would work.
So they if don't they were fought by 13-year-olds,
so they don't have to do them or something.
They're simulating real experiences. So they can determine the best solution to each situation,
but
should it arise.
Like, but then how would using the LBXs help? Because the wars aren't being fought. Well, I guess they could be. I mean, everything's being fought with the tiny robots, but I'm picturing, like, a regular war. So I don't know. Like, how would you solve this problem if they used an attack function? Well, they wouldn't in a real war. Like, I think the idea is interesting.
Yeah. Basically, think Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, only it actually makes a little more sense than Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Dual Academy is the thing. Yeah, like, it gave me a Yu-Gi-Oh! GX vibe with the whole, like, Academy thing and the different, like, nations with their jackets. And it also, in a way, like, a very small way, gave me a 5Ds vibe just because of, like, a sort of different way of piloting the robots. I mean, I know in the recent episodes they've actually used a sort of proxy thing that's similar to what they're doing now where they're, like, in an actual, like, cockpit. But, I mean, mainly in the original series they use their little cell phone thingies and texted their way through battles. So it's kind of like a different way of piloting everything. Like, this actually could have been this premise, with the exception of the simulating wars thing, could have been an interesting way to make the show from the beginning stand out from Metabots, where they actually are always on teams and sort of fighting in the second world, and as opposed to just one-on-one or whatever.
Yeah. So far, obviously, I'm not in as far into the series as I am with Damball, because not as many episodes have aired, but I like the premise a little bit more, just because it isn't so much your run-of-the-mill kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like the idea that all of the classes are divided into realistic or, like, made-up countries, and they all sort of have to strategize with each other, so it kind of justifies having a much larger cast than you would normally see.
Because they introduced like a million fucking people on the first day. I'm like, I'm not going to remember y'all. Sorry.
You don't really need to.
But yeah, I really do like the concept, and it keeps it different from the first series, too. So you feel like you're watching something different. They're, other than just the general setup, there doesn't seem to be any sort of overarching conspiracy being forced on it yet. I think the only shady scene was when that... Which character was it again from the original series? Jin?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was just that one scene where he's like, oh, Senma Arata, but that's it. Yeah, huh. I guess so.
According to the credits.
When they see him, they're going to be like, Kaido Jin! He gets a dramatic, like, entrance introduction every time he walks in somewhere. Kaido Jin! Dude, we invited you. You invited me, like. calls him up.
I think it's interesting, and, well, of course it makes sense that all of the, pretty much everyone has the same kind of LBX, maybe a little more customized to their preference, but they all have very similar models, to kind of give a more like warlike vibe,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I do think it's kind of cool that each country has a different kind of generic troop LBX,
right.
Like, the main country that they've been fighting is...
Russia.
Basically Russia, yeah.
Russia, some.
And all of their, like, troops look different from the Genok? Is that what they're called? Genok troops?
Japan.
Is the main country? Japan, yeah.
I like how... We've kind of only really seen Genok in Russia. Russia's easier to say, I'm sorry. And, like, we haven't really seen any rivalries with the other three yet. Or two. I don't remember how many there were. So I think it's kind of going to kind of shift a little bit. Like, once the story arc with Violet Devil's gone, they might move on to a different country focus. But, I like what they got set up. I also like how the first platoon, which is the three main characters, all got unique ones just because their original ones got damaged really bad. their generic troop ones got really damaged, and they're like, here, test these.
And you get some cutting edge ones.
So they get these cool, unique ones because they got their ass kicked.
Yeah. Which I do... I can totally see where the other students who are complaining about that are coming from, and I'm kind of glad that they were complaining.
I mean, I would.
Like, wait a minute. Are you telling me that these guys got their asses kicked and we had to bail them out and they get the new models that are now, you know, super advanced?
Did Arata damage Violet Devil when he had his generic LBX or after he got Dot Phaser?
Yeah. It was when he still had the generic one.
Okay, because I thought that was sort of part of the reasoning why they got him one. Because they're like, oh, he's really good. He touched this guy.
That sounds gross.
Oh, God. I didn't even realize that. Damn, I just lost the point I was going to make. I forgot it. That's gone. Doesn't matter. At least we got rid of the Deathwall's brother.
They're expelled.
Oh. Yeah. Basically, whenever a student's LBX is, they call it lost, but it's essentially whenever they're completely destroyed, they get completely expelled from the academy altogether.
That's so extreme.
Yeah.
Like, I get that they're paralleling it to, like, dying in combat.
Yeah.
Whereas Breakover is basically getting wounded. But that it's so extreme, you get expelled from the school if you explode.
If you didn't know what we were talking about, it just sounds hilarious.
Yeah. So basically, that's what happened in this week's episode. Actually, yeah, is we saw the first couple of characters get expelled from the school. And they are showing that it does kind of have a toll on. Senna? Yeah.
Arata? Yeah.
Senna Arata.
She felt all sad.
Who was sad that he got them expelled.
Even though they
were told
dicks.
They were total dicks. It is kind of a rough, like, thing to do to expel your students. Mostly because I picture an academy to be a place where it's like it's an academy. You learn, you get better at doing something, and if you do poorly, you get expelled. So I can see if they do so poorly that if their LBX gets destroyed, I can totally see expelling them. But I brought this up in our private discussions. Some people are just dicks. So even if you're like out of commission but not completely destroyed, some other dude can totally just walk up and destroy your LBX, and you're going to be the one to pay for it. Like,
yeah, because it looks like in combat most of the time they just try to break over, but you get the assholes like the Deathwall brothers that basically don't give a shit and will destroy the fuck out of you. So, it's kind of a weird situation where you got a lot of the school just going, oh, let's just try to break them over so no one gets expelled and we can keep doing the stupid war game shit. And then you got these assholes over here going, die, 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 like a demonic Furby. And it's a nice little element to it, to where you have these different kind of character vibes. It's not the word I'm looking for at all.
Styles?
Sure.
Sure.
I will say, though, that it is effective towards giving a bit of added pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Towards, needing to win. Because in the first series, yeah, there was pressure to win. But in this, it's like, if you don't win, you're just gone. Like, you don't get a second chance. Just leave.
For all you know, you're murdered on that boat.
We put you on a boat and we ship you off the island.
I like how Arata's constantly, like, drawing and strategizing things in class instead of paying attention. So much so that he was asked to read in that one class and he read a passage from a book from another class. What class do you think we're in?
Yeah. Smooth. But it's overall, I mean, it's a great show, and it's probably one of my preferred shows that's on right now, just because it it's not like overly serious. It's just kind of a fun show to sit and watch. Plus, the models are really fucking cool.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to enjoy a show and enjoy the toy line. Like, I mentioned this on Twitter about the toys, that it's the, like, the cheapest thing that I buy, because each kit's only, like, with the exchange rate the way it is now, they're, like, if you order from Mami Ami, they're pretty much, like, $8. Not including shipping, obviously. And I mean, the hyper functions are amazing, and they're only about 20, so... And so, like, the cheapest thing I get, and they're kind of the thing I look forward to the most now, because I got the first three Wars releases, and all three of them are absolutely great. Like, yeah. I have no problem with any of them. There's a couple paint details missing straight out of the box, which is fine given the price. But given the price, I'm surprised how much detail there actually is that covers with the stickers. And they're not, like, horrible stickers, at least on these three. I don't have a problem with any of them. And so it's kind of cool how, like, the cheapest thing in the box is something I look forward to the most.
Plus, just speaking towards, like, the paint details, they are all models. So that does kind of give you a little bit of an added thing to do with them. Like, my Joker model... His sticker apps are terrible.
Yeah, they are.
But I've actually had a lot of fun painting him, because it adds a level of customization to it, even though I am trying to stick pretty closely to how he looks in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's a lot of people out there who really love painting up the models themselves. So it's not a total loss to have the paint apps not all there. And even then, they still look fine.
Yeah, like, I don't paint any of mine. And there's a couple touch-ups I want to do someday, but I don't really care enough to do them. And I'm completely happy with how most of them turn out. Like I said, the three Wars ones that I have are great. Nightmare, the upgraded Joker, his is pretty awful. So that model just has awful luck. But most of the time, I don't have any problems with the stickers with these, so I have to give them props for
that. Like, Orvain, one of the three new ones, he's got some pretty tiny ones, so they're a little nerve-wracking to put on, but none of them have peeled off. I haven't felt like any of them were in danger of peeling off. So they've stuck really well, and they look fine. I think he looks pretty badass.
He does. I really like Orvain. He's my favorite of the three so far.
Which one's that, the green one?
Yeah.
Yes, I got it right.
He's got a backpack that unfolds and basically makes like a sniper turret.
Turret.
And that's really cool.
Yeah. Plus he can... what they seem to be doing with these new ones is that the weapons kind of have multiple modes to them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the big giant, like, turret station that unfolds out of his backpack, but he's also got this, like, club with a rocket launcher on the end of it that the cannon can turn into, which is pretty cool as well if you don't want to take up a lot of space with this giant cannon.
Yeah, like, Dot Phaser has a gun, a sword, and then a shield that all connect together to make, like, a little backpack. And then they all come out, and you have, like, the double-bladed sword, then you have the gun. Those two can connect together to make, like, a, the gun can turn into a club, I think. And then eventually the gun and the sword can attach together, and then there's an added blade piece to make this really huge-ass sword. That looks really cool, and then the shield can plug into his hand. So that's a really cool formation. They did away with the dice thing that the kits used to come with, which makes Aerosol sad, apparently.
Well, it's a very superfluous thing, so it's not like... oh, damn, this is a deal breaker, because they have added to the kits that really makes up for it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those one of those small little things that I always kind of dug. I like the idea, because Metabots did this. I like the idea that each part has its own stat value.
Mm-hmm.
And I like mixing and matching the parts. I don't usually pose them like that, but still, it's a very superfluous little added thing that I like with the older kits. But considering, like what you just mentioned, all of the insane customization with the weapons that Dot Phaser has,
mm-hmm.
like, is, like, I don't even care about the dice. That just sounds entirely badass.
Well, it really is. It is. It's great how much they added to these kits without fluctuating the price at all, which is kind of surprising to me. But I really like the fact that they managed to pull that off, because the price didn't increase, like, much at all, if any.
No, it's still fairly the same.
You'll get kits like Olegion from Double that are really, like, have a lot of intricate pieces, are a little bit more expensive. But for the most part, all the kits run about 780 yen on AmiAmi. Violet Devil, just because that's a cooler name than Gunther Zelfer. He doesn't really have too much in the way of weapon customization. He's got a short sword and a long sword. But he's got so many pretty thick pieces to him that I can't.
It's a pretty stocky model.
Yeah, he's very Russian. Like, no, seriously, he's got, like, the big poofy Russian coat and, like, this big hat. He's very Russian.
That is kind of the draw point to him, though. Like, I have been tempted to pick him up just because he looks so solid.
Yeah, he definitely is. He's a really solid release.
I think it's weird that they released Dot Phaser and Orvain and then Violet Devil instead of the third one to their little trifecta, the little jet-looking guy whose name I forget.
Valspheros.
Oh, okay, that.
He's out now.
I'm going to call him Jetman.
Because he was the one I initially really wanted, and then I noticed that he doesn't come out, or didn't come out until recently.
Yeah, he came out like a week ago.
It is weird that they didn't release the main three together.
I feel like what they should have done, I understand they wanted to get the villain character out, so I feel like what they should have done is probably release Dot Phaser and Gunther together in March, and then in May, release Orvain and Valspheros together. That would have made more sense in my brain to get out the rival character, since he's kind of Alita's rival right now. So that would have made more sense to me than releasing three in April and then one in May, but whatever works.
Yeah, it is weird that he is kind of a standalone release. Like, you'd think since they had three, they'd at least throw in one of the more generic models from this series.
Yeah.
That'll fill in the silence every second. Just go, woo! Chewing noises.
But it does look like there's another one coming, though.
Yeah, it is gonna be like the next rival character, apparently. After Violet Della, I forgot what country it was associated with, though.
AmiAmi has it listed as Guru Zion.
Yeah.
Which is probably not how it's spelled.
No, that's what the kana is. It is Guru Zion. But no idea how they're going to romanize that.
Yeah.
So that's most likely wrong. Because, I mean, we got Dot Phaser on AmiAmi over here.
Yeah.
So he comes out in June. He's probably by himself, too.
I will say, I like their spelling of Orvain better.
Owain.
Yeah. Well, Owain is an actual name, which I'm sure Orvain is, just for whatever reason, I remember Owain a lot more than Orvain.
Orvain just makes me think of like a weather vane. We get hyperfunction Lucifer too. You guys seen Lucifer now, right?
I have. I don't think it was. The guy with the eye patch has him. Spoilers.
That's fine. I have no clue who the guy with the eye patch is.
He hasn't showed up yet. He says daddy a lot. It's weird.
What?
You'll see.
That's so weird.
So he looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, Lucifer's... I've seen the design, so I know what it looks like. He's very cool design.
So basically, if you like robots and you don't mind a show that's styled like kind of like a Yu-Gi-Oh or Metabots kind of show, then by all means watch this show. It's great.
It's really fun.
If you really miss Metabots, it's not Metabots, but it does have a lot of similarities, especially with how the toys function.
I thought function. Sorry.
With the whole mixing and matching of parts, like you can take off the legs and swap them or swap the arms and stuff, which was always like one of my favorite parts of the little Metabots toys.
I have a bunch of those little collectible ones you can switch arms and stuff. I'm upset that I'm into this now because I'm sitting there. I'll be like every other day contemplating which ones exactly I want to get. I think I'm going to end up putting Hyperfunction Achilles and the Emperor and Dot Phaser in my order for this month. And then get a few more next month because I think next month's a little lighter.
They all stay in stock pretty well too.
Yeah, and when they're not, they go in back order. And Ami is really quick with back orders. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I really want them to make more of the hyperfunction ones, though, because I watched like Brian's review, and I just kind of like that idea of like almost complete selection type one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want them to make one for like Odin and stuff. Like I get they made Lucifer because he's like the villain, like the pinnacle villain, but it just seems out of order. Like, they didn't make like maybe Odin or Xenon next or something.
Yeah, I'm not sure what direction they're going to take with the hyperfunction line. I kind of hope, as much as I like a lot of the original ones, I kind of hope they do, like, Odin or, Illusion or, like, Perseus and stuff next, touching into the double ones. But I don't mind if they keep doing the OG series ones right now, just because I don't really have any of those kits. So it's nice to have really cool kits of those ones.
I was just going to say, if this whole English dub of the show ever hits the shores, hopefully we could see some of the hyperfunction ones over here as well. Because I know they showed off the models.
Yeah. Like, they showed the models, and they were, like, pretty much the exact same ones as the Japanese.
Yeah. Well, I imagine all they would really have to change is the instruction booklets, and even then, if you've ever bought some of the older Gundam models, they didn't change them back then.
Yeah.
They were all still in Japanese.
I remember my poor kid brain trying to put together Gundam Wing models. It was like Japanese. I'm like,
poor kid Brian making weird Gilman noises.
They're super easy to follow, though, since most of it is just like the English numbers. So if you understand English numbers and letters, you should be golden.
Well, it looks like I'm not going to be buying any.
You don't have to know words, just letters.
But I got rid of letters today.
I said to all sales.
Oh, right. He installed like hieroglyphics or shapes or something.
Korean.
Why is this Toys R Us in Korean? Aren't we in Michigan? This doesn't make sense.
Korean's like the language of shapes.
They make more of the hyperfunctions. Like, that's why I think I'm going to pick up like some of the new Wars guys for my first regular ones, because I feel like they have the farthest chance of getting a hyperfunction if they go in any kind of order.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to go and order an Odin and then have him be announced like in a few weeks or something.
Like, plus, it does seem like they have gotten to the point with the normal kits where they really have it down exactly what they're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
the one original kit that I have is, like I said, Joker, and he's not great. He looks fine, but he's not great in terms of joints and stickers, of course. But as they progress, they seem to be getting better and better at just how everything just works.
Yeah, like the original Akali's release was pretty awful. It was like the first kit they did. So there's a huge difference between like the original and the Hyperfunction, to the point where you look at that, how far the engineering's come with these kits, and it's really cool. So yeah, I think you're okay picking up the Wars kits, since I don't think they're gonna get a Hyperfunction anytime soon.
No, they will.
Probably.
It's not like it's terribly expensive where it would be horrible if I ended up with two for some reason, but it's just more of a safe thing.
Yeah.
I think the fact that their Hyperfunctions are still very budgeted, they're like, what, two times the price or something like that? 2 or 2.5-ish? Somewhere around there, the price of a normal kit.
They're not bad, considering just what you get with them.
So I don't think they're going to like make like a Hyperfunction dot phaser while they have normal dot phaser on the market. I mean, Akali's had nothing to compete with, because all the original Akali's were like gone already. So there was no real way of getting Akali's anymore, so it was a very safe thing to do. So I think they're going to stick with kind of like the OG ones for now.
I kind of hope they go in some sort of order. Unlike Figure Arts. They seem to have their shit together more than Figure Arts releases.
I was like, well, it's a better company, but it's still Bandai. Everything I buy is fucking Bandai. Like,
they
seriously
own our souls.
Like, I was like, oh, Dan Ball's so cool. Bandai. Fuck. Got fucking Bandai, Kamen Rider, Sentai. The hell else do I buy? Like, it's all Bandai shit, man. Like, Transformers, like, the only thing I buy that isn't Bandai. Well, Pokemon's not Bandai. Pokeplot kits, Bandai. Fuck! DRs, Bandai. So all the Pokemon shit I buy isn't Takaratomi, it's Bandai. Go fig. Stupid Bandai.
So I've been meaning to ask, is there a reason to the flying saucer things?
To sell toys.
What? Are you talking about your flying saucer noises?
The riding saucers.
Some of the kits come with little flying saucer things.
Oh, I don't know, I don't have one yet.
They've used them, haven't they?
No. Not where I'm at in the show.
Did those only appear in double?
You're the only one you're probably asking yourself right now, because we're still on the first series.
I am. I guess they're only used in double. I don't. The OG and double blend to me because they're like the same timeline. So, I guess they're only used in double. Basically, there's a lot of situations where they have to fly, and a lot of the LBXs don't fly, so they have little little ship things. To
flying Nimbus.
I didn't know if like the toys did anything outside of being a glorified stand.
I know they have wheels, so there might be a pullback gimmick. I'm not sure. I seen a video of one that was one of the newer ones that I think they attached Orvain to it. And it was remote controlled. that was kind of cool. I'm not sure which one that was. Whether that was... Yeah, that was the one that came with the Orvain kit. So there's that. That was kind of neat. That was remote controlled, but I'm not sure about the earlier ones. Here's the Zeus and riding saucer. Yeah, it's got a little thing, so they might all be radio controlled or infrared controlled. I don't know how it works really. But yeah, they're neatish. I don't own any. I just like getting the kits. I don't really care too much about the riding saucers. Yeah. But
I was gonna say, because like, the kits alone are only 730 yen average.
Mm-hmm.
but like with the flying saucer things, they're almost 3,000 yen.
Yeah, like Orvain's 870. Orvain with the riding saucer 2 is 2,900. Yeah. I don't care enough about the riding saucer to pay that much for it. You're basically paying an additional $20 to get a little remote controlled saucer. Like, it might be cool to own one, but
not for every single release.
Like every release with the riding saucer, just be silly. Like, I love this line because it's so cheap. Plus, I like building. Building's fun.
Yeah. You
like robots?
Robots.
They fight using cell phones. I think it's funny. Like, how do they control using text? I don't know. Like I said, type commands like fuck shit up. That's just what it does. Like,
I don't think they actually text.
Stab that bitch. Just stab them. Like, it just seems funny because they're controlling it on a shit ton of buttons, which is basically texting, but then they get into, like, those things, like, in Wars, and they've used them a couple times now in the original, where it's, like, a cockpit, and they have, like, full-functioning joysticks and shit, which just seems so much easier. It's like saying, all right, you can play this video game with your cell phone using the number pad, or you can use this PlayStation 3 controller. It's going to be easier. I guess they're used to it, though.
People.
I want them to make a little toy of the cell phones that just makes attack function noises.
The remote controls for the riding saucers are styled after the little cell phones. Okay. They don't make like attack function sounds or anything, but it's a step. So we've successfully talked about Dan Ball for a half hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Longer than I expected us to be honest.
We started talking about toys, so then we could just go on and on.
Get
this is a toy discussion
toys.
I can actually participate in.
I know, it's exciting, isn't it? You're never here for those.
Well, I'm here, I just...
Like, not mentally.
Sort of,
not
I'm just
mentally.
The back seat, you know.
Of the car. Playing his video game or his LBX. People, people, people. Murder them all.
Speaking of, I really want to play one of the PSP Dan Ball games.
I just want to play any of them.
Can you been watching it, see if you like playing it?
I know a group is currently in the process of translating the DS version, which... I don't really know the difference between the DS version and the PSP version.
Is it a 3DS version? Or regular DS?
It just said Nintendo DS.
Okay, so the 3.
But it's just it's a fan translation, so it's not...
Translation? I just made that up now. I'm probably the first one to ever think that. I'm just kidding. But I am.
What?
I don't know what I'm saying. You just let me keep going.
That's what I always do.
He just goes on and on and on.
No one stops me until I run out of stupidness. Who is that? I'm going to number you all. Wait, murder.
It says murder, you dick.
I'm away from the computer. I was really far away. Was the idea?
That's fine. You're in the call. You don't have to type.
Oh,
I know.
I'm nodding right now.
Thank you.
Speaking of Alan Z.
Revolution.
Alan Z.
No? All right. No. Doctor, then?
Yes.
Well, pardon me. I'm not going first just because of that.
I'm not going to, speaking of Alan Z, and then go with Revolution.
You know that bad transitions are one of my things.
Well, that's not even a bad transition. That's just being stupid.
It's the same thing, okay?
Okay.
That was the Cyberman.
So, yeah. The Cyberman gained Flash-like abilities, and there was a theme park and children.
And Wicket was there, but he wasn't an Ewok. Wicket.
The Emperor was the guy that played Wicket.
Yeah, he was also... Professor Flitwick.
Sounds like we're in a sticky wicket.
I'm at Disney World.
Cool.
That's probably where I recognized him from. He looked familiar.
Yeah, he was in Harry Potter.
I mean, midgets are kind of like something you don't really like. They look the same because they don't.
They only have like a certain pack of them that does acting. Like there's like a packet of them, and you just get various. There's this one.
Now I'm just imagining like a catalog of.
It's a midget catalog. There's this one. There's the one that was the angry elf in Elf. There might be one more. I think there's a girl version. I don't know. They have a few of them. All joking aside, there is like a handful of them you always see.
They come shrink wrapped. Good cardboard backing.
I find the term shrink wrapped offensive when it comes to midgets.
You know, this is going to sound horrible, but I wonder if we have any midget listeners. Do you prefer tiny American?
What if they're not American?
Well, then you don't get anything.
They really prefer tiny Mexican.
Like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to ask things without sounding offensive. Like, I was just going to talk about it on Twitter, but I don't think it reached a computer. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I can't stop. Nobody stops me. Anyway, back to...
That's because they're too short to stop you.
Like I said yesterday... which no one knows. Like a lot of the episodes this season, it was just kind of okay for me. I wasn't like blown away by it. There were certain parts and aspect I liked, but as a whole, it was just kind of meh. I liked the Doctor playing like sort of two different versions of him, like him and like the cyber evil version, and I thought he did a really good job acting that. And there was a couple of funny lines.
I enjoyed Clara. Clara's just fun.
She did stuff. I liked when she could tell it was him. He's like, do you like me? He's like, no, you're bossy and your nose is weird, whatever he said.
You're too short, you're bossy, and your nose is weird.
So yeah, there was some fun parts in it and some good things. It just wasn't that spectacular. Like, they made it sound like the Cybermen were going to be huge and scary. And then, like you said, they look like Iron Man, and they do like really cheesy running. And I just didn't find them to be that scary. Or even as unnerving as I used to think about him. I thought the one from the Pandorica opens was more unnerving just because it was like decaying and it was trying to eat Amy's head as just a helmet.
I want to eat Amy.
And like a don't we all? And like a dead skull popped out of it. I thought that was more unnerving. The thought that it could basically assimilate her while being broken. Brian, damn it, what are you opening now? You're out of
cocaine.
Candy.
Anyway, that's about all I have to say. Next week, I'll have to wait till, 2 days from now to find out everything because I couldn't find spoilers, so.
Yay. I pretty much agree with you. It was just kind of an alright episode. Though anything's better than that Cyberman fan fiction that Linkara was raving about on Twitter.
God, it sounds awful when you just say Linkara was raving about it.
Well, no, like, right after the episode aired here, he got on Twitter and he just went crazy, like, giving out his idea about how he would write a Cyberman episode and how it'd be the Cyberman Civil War and time travel and shit. It was pretty stupid.
How did the Cyberman have a Civil War?
Because it was the new Cyberman versus the old Cyberman, and the old Cybermen are still more human. They can feel.
No, they can't. That was the point.
The new ones would just go upgrade in progress and kick their ass.
They could just call it old and busted versus the new hotness. Because the new ones would just be all... Yeah. So cheesy.
It was a pretty stupid rant. I just thought the episode was okay. Next week is something... Can't even remember what the preview was.
They're going to be a Transalore, and Potato Head's going to turn evil, and there's people without eyes. And River Song.
That's going to be a fun thing. Yeah, River Song is there, and the other people from the beginning of the season are there.
She's looking for her daughter, Sarah, who died over on Arrow. So, She's lost it.
Something about the fall, the 11th.
Well, that's just because he lost his number, because he got pushed down. We talked about this already.
Pushed down.
They had to make room for this new ninth doctor.
I don't get that rumor. Like, how do you forget about a regeneration?
Intersect.
Eccleston's just around going, "Oh, blimey, I forgot about that one."
Forgot about this one.
He says, "Blimey, too," because everyone does.
Who doesn't? That's the real question.
Blimey, you locked the door and left it open at the same time.
People may get that.
Wait, that happened. Oh, it's going to be the bloopers. Okay. I was like, wait, that happened, right? I have Super 1. I have to get Super 1.
Oh, my Lord. Well, what Dawson said, like, I don't remember what he said, but I agree with it, whatever it was.
Thank you.
Yep. Anytime.
It's a winning endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Anything, Kevin?
Yeah, robots are cool.
Just insert that into our damn ball discussion. It works for that, too.
Because now it's time for the... don't cough, Dad. You interrupted me.
Good. He's got to go to fake work.
Yeah. The tweeter questions of the week.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, he's stuck.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was getting closer and closer and closer, and I kept backing up, and I couldn't get away.
No, just nothing. All right. Now it's time for five.
I wish I could make owl noises.
Or cricket noises. There's an app for that. It's like really silent. Like I can't even hear anybody breathing. Okay.
So, Mr. Moonshark says, "Oh no, the whole world is invaded by brain-dead, speed-walking, foul-mouthed aliens." It sounds like alien versions of us. Except we'd be slow.
Except for the speed-walking.
"And they're hungry for earthlings, especially podcast hosts." That's a very, like, pinpointed, like...
question?
Appetite.
Specific.
"You four are magically teleported to a place and are given 5 things each. An unlimited amount of a food item." I don't know what that is. "One weapon, 1 book, a celebrity companion, and a song. And only one song only on an MP3 player. That can only play that song on repeat. Where would you want to be teleported, and what would your 5 things be? Hurry before the aliens kill you." Oh shit, no, they're here, fuck.
So now we're dead. Thanks, we got a new timeline.
Okay, hold on, let's start with... well, let's go in order here. Unlimited amount of a food item. I would... as much as I love steak... See, with steak, you have to cook it. And I don't know if I have the ability to cook it. If I have the ability to cook the steak, I want the steak. If I can't cook the steak, then I'll go with popcorn. So there's my food item. This is when someone else says...
I'm trying to think. This is a very difficult... this is like my life decision here.
I will just keep going. One weapon...
number... oh.
Shut up. One... one weapon,
a penis,
a bow and arrow, because I'm Katniss, bitch. One book,
stop it.
Battle Royale, because it's the only book that I've read more than once. A celebrity companion,
Jamie.
Aerosol, because he'll protect me.
Oh, fuck, no. No, pick someone else, because I ain't fucking protecting nobody.
Okay.
George Clooney.
Batman.
Sure. We'll go with George Clooney, because he can save me and shit. One song, So that can be my battle theme. Let's go with that epic song from Hibiki. I would get tired of that really fast, but let's do it anyway.
That's pretty epic.
Oh, where would I be teleported? Japan. I might as well make use and buy toys.
Buy and loot shit.
Well, I'm getting chased by, like, hungry aliens, but I might as well buy toys while I'm at it.
Wait, if I'm being teleported somewhere, can I just not leave and keep all my shit?
I don't think that's fair.
Okay. I'll teleport 2 feet in the other direction, okay?
Touche.
I think it's touche. No, it's touche.
God, this is like a life decision here. We killed Kevin with this after this brilliant plan. Thinking about what food. Okay, presuming since Brian can pick a cooked one will be like a hamburger or cheeseburger, any kind really. That's fine. Non-cooked. Fuck. Now I gotta think again. I'm trying to think of something I eat a lot. Oh, Cheez-Its. I love the shit out of those. Let's see, what was the next one? Weapon? Double hidden blades. Boom. Book. How the fuck do I get out of this situation for dummies? What's the other one? Celebrity companion?
Yeah.
Right. Trying to think of somebody funny. Let's skip. What was the last one? Where can you be transported? Oh,
the song. You skipped the song.
Oh, song. The How I Met Your Mother theme song. That's all you ever need.
Okay.
You ruined it, Brian. He was doing something good.
Jeez.
Jesus. Celebrity companion is Jesus.
You know what? Yes. Yes, I pick Jesus. Jesus, all answers.
Book of the Bible.
Oddly enough, still works for food.
So you would eat Jesus, use Jesus as a weapon, read the Bible, Jesus is a celebrity companion, and his song will be Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Oh god, I would never pick Kumbaya. That song is irritating as shit.
And he would get teleported to heaven.
Let's see.
Religiously. Kevin's food would be chicken fingers, I can tell you that.
For food? I guess like Sour Punch straws? Or, yeah, pretty much that. I'll just go with that. let's see. What was the next one?
Book.
Like, a book?
The weapon.
Huh.
Oh, fuck you. Sorry, that was a reaction.
probably a tiny robot. They seem to be the ultimate weapons nowadays.
I didn't even think about that. Damn it. You're dead. Fuck function.
But in all seriousness, I guess just one of the swords I have laying around here.
Casually. Reminds me of my friend who just has like weapons everywhere. It's like Dwight.
I could supply a small army with bladed weapons.
Well, let's see. I wouldn't want to take my claymore because it'd be too heavy.
What are you, Ron Swanson? Get that for this girl.
The rapier is too thin. Shit. Maybe one of the samurai swords. As for book. Maybe the Count of Monte Cristo, because it would finally give me a reason to finish the damn thing.
Being in isolation?
Yeah.
What was the question?
But, hold on, I'm answering. Maybe longer Sea Time of the Soul, just because I like it. It's funny. Let's see other celebrity guests. I think I'm still going with Jesus. I feel like he could bail me out of this. Just saying. Oh, Saiyan. Goku. No. Vegeta. what was the last one?
Goku would eat all my food.
Am I being teleported?
Yes. Kami's place? It was Kami. Kami Salmon. What the fuck is that noise?
It's a dog, Dawson.
Sounds. What is happening to the dog?
Let's see.
It's eating Jesus.
God. I think we should just all teleport to Japan so we can hang out.
Okay. We spent entirely way too long on that question.
We can roll through Japan. Brian can take people out with his bow and arrow. forget what the fuck Dawson had.
Double hidden blades.
I was running under Katniss, Destiny, and fire arrows.
I'm an assassin. Assassin! Thanks, Tattletale. Another one.
A top function.
Okay, so TDA winner. Says, this is more of an assignment, but here goes. Toku phrases that shouldn't be said during sex.
Well, only said a climax one works, so I can't say that. Attack function.
No, I think that one should be used.
Attack function. Just kind of...
Right when you're about to finish, just go Hisatsu function.
And have like a little tape recorder playing in the room.
Or just yell Hisatsuwaza part 5 or whatever the hell one you want to pick.
Standing by.
That was fun.
What's that with you people indoors?
I don't know. We like them over here, okay?
Tear down all the doors.
Oh. Solve the people walking into Kevin's room problem.
My solution to everything is just get rid of it.
Damn, I'm trying to think of Toku phrases.
Super Mega Force being annoying? Not do it.
Let's see.
Doors causing an issue? Fuck doors.
Maybe axles?
Go-Go Samurai would be an inappropriate one. That would just keep me out of the mood.
What about axles? Don't ask me questions.
Yeah. Or maybe your goal is despair.
It's lunchtime.
Given the right situation.
Well, dude, births. Wasn't it like it's time to get paid or something like that?
Happy birthday.
That's Guppy when he's older. Just a passing through Kamen Rider. Remember that.
I like Godai Yusuke's slogan, which is just a thumbs up.
No.
Yo.
Oh, wait, we're supposed to be picking ones we shouldn't be using. The ones I was thinking of were ones I think we should.
Given our mind, it could work both ways.
That's what she said.
Sweet. I don't know.
Next.
Okay.
It's 3 o'clock. Sorry, slash 4. Bro.
Well, we answered his question.
Yeah.
Super Power Geek says, how... No, that's not even the word. What are your thoughts on a PR animated series? How would it go slash which seasons would you base it off of? Don't base it off of anything. Make original
designs. Yeah, make your own costumes.
But I'm totally up for it. Were we doing the podcast back then? I don't think we were.
No. Before we met.
But bet way back when they were talking about doing an animated PR before, I think they ended up doing the
reversioning.
I was completely fine with it. You can do so much with animation that you can't do with live action. For a cheaper budget, too. And it, whether it's hand-drawn or whether it's CGI like Green Lantern or something, I would be completely fine with an animated series of PR. It's very different because, I mean, Sentai and Power Rangers is so known for it being live action that it would be very different, but I wouldn't mind it at all. I like cartoons. Cartoons are fun.
Like, I was all for it because you can come up with your own themes. If you put it in universe, you can bring anyone back at any time, go to any planet. You don't have to worry about budget for space shuttles to go to different planets. No? Okay. But you could just pretty much do anything and it would make it different, and I would definitely prefer it to what we're getting now. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
I pretty much agree. I mean, there's a lot you can do with it. Yeah, and you don't really miss out on any of the toy side of things.
You could even include more of the random toys they make. Help them sell more of them.
Whoop, whoop. okay, so Chenix says...
Chenix.
That's function. Chenix.
I'll change my question to a relationship question this week. My friend is staying at a girl's apartment for his spring class.
Fuck her.
Well,
case closed.
Well, this girl has my picture in a scrapbook.
How do you know that? Oh, shit. What was that? Burt Macklin, FBI?
Now, I did not think of anything. What? Now, I did not think anything of this at first. Okay, it makes sense in my head now. But it was the senior memory book our school forced us to do because they suck. Sounds like school. They are, that and there was only 15 senior pictures in there. Me, my friend, her 7 girlfriends, and such. That's a lot of girlfriends. With that said, I may be going to part...
Stay?
Oh, okay. Going to part... E, in 2 weeks, are she my? Oh man!
It's okay, Ryan. You can do it. I believe in you. Just believe. He's a non-believer.
Are she might be there? Of course. Single. Reread these. Should I leave it at that or try and tap that? Dawson answered already, way before I ever got through all this.
Except your friend's gonna do it, sorry.
Also, should I be sober or drunk? I think you were drunk already, given that last couple sentences.
So,
I don't get it.
How do you not get this? You don't want to be drunk. You want her to be drunk.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Well...
Look, my head still hurts, so...
You know what? Get everyone drunk and play Russian roulette. Not actual Russian roulette. I mean, more like sex Russian roulette and just see who you end up with. Could be fun.
So it'll be you and your friend and the girl will just be there by herself? Get it? Could be fun. Guy? Just, right, guys? Because of gay?
Just fuck people.
Here's my actual answer, though. Give me the address to the party and a photo of the girl.
Spray can wants in on this.
This will help us assess the situation. This is just strictly professional.
Got it. I see what we're doing there. Oh my god, my head.
I hear knocking. Must be time for the 10th Doctor to die. Damn it, Wilfred.
Okay, ironically, we already answered TKD Tigres when we were talking about things you shouldn't say during sex. So, moving right along. Ironically, we answered Vice Daniel's question when we were talking about Danball Senki earlier. About what our favorite LBXs were, and we did a lengthy discussion about LBXs. So moving along there, because I really want to go to bed. Nigozu asks, do you think there is a chance that Kiyomi is going to be the Philosopher's Stone? I answered this during the Wizard discussion. We're fucking psychic, man.
She's going to be Harry Potter's book.
Rar Dinos.
Is that his name?
Yes, I love you so much. How many seasons do you think Akiba Ranger will last? Maybe four, so we can have the usual 40 to 50 episode tokusatsu.
Six season in a movie? honestly, I'd like it. At most, I'd like it to see maybe go one more season after this. I don't want it to become too tiresome, but I think they could do one more. Mm-hmm. Or maybe like either after that or after this, just maybe do some random return specials, but I don't want them to go for a lot longer. I mean, I love the show, but I just don't want to end on a bad note.
Yeah, I would say one more and kind of like decade it. Just give it like, what would it be at that point, 36 episodes or something?
I thought you meant make it terrible. I'm like, no.
Oh, no, we'd be at 39. I can't count at all. So, yeah, 3's fine. That's just a little bit short of 40.
It's a trilogy.
It's not an issue. The show Akiba Trilogy.
I really didn't want it to go past the first. Not that I'm disappointed with the... What?
I don't know. Just ignore me. Fuck.
Not that I didn't want, not that I'm disappointed with the second, or was disappointed to get it. Honestly, we just kind of have to wait and see how this season turns out. Cause right now it's okay. There's been some really good episodes, but there's also been like some just kind of middle of the road episodes. So I don't know. I feel like if it's just okay for the rest of the season, I'd say just quit. Like, so
just don't do it. Just don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Rafi Fernandez says, what is the stupidest thing the Toku fandom has done or said? Man, Shits was awesome.
Existed.
Or I'm so excited for Shits, or anything revolving this whole Megaforce ordeal. That's
Thinking there was a second Green Ranger. Blue Ranger, I mean.
So anything Keith Justice says.
Pretty much.
I was going to say that about someone else, but I'll just hold my tongue. Yeah, we could be here all season if we answered this. There's a lot.
Almost top themselves every day.
Yeah. Just go read some like news from HJU or JE Fusion or Ukiya Seed. That. Pretty much is my answer.
All right. So Andrew Booth 16 says, what is your favorite Zord? And why is it your favorite? For example, mine is Penguin. I assume Geki Penguin. Because it's a penguin. I really do like Geki Penguin. I mean, it's got a surfboard. And that's pretty awesome.
Grobust Race because it's a triple changer. That counts.
Tricera because it's a pink Triceratops. I like Goryugin a lot just because he's a triple changer and I like his T-Rex mode. I was looking at my shelf and I almost said Genocider. I am really tired.
probably Odin. Oh shit, that's an LBX.
Galligator because he's an alligator.
He's got
that's pretty much it. He's a giant freaking alligator.
And he's got a punny name.
It's a Galligator. Galmadillo. Yep. okay. So, this fantastic question brought to you by Mimsy Liz. Okay. We'll pretend here. I'm on to you.
Who is it?
I'm sorry. On to you.
It's not me.
shut up.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So, he, she says, it's a she, I think. Yeah, it's a she. Or a gay person. Might be Chris.
Oh my God. Can we just go on?
Sorry.
You're rambling about this person's name, and you're like accusing them of things, and we have no clue what you're accusing them of. You're like,
he's a gay.
You're just like, I'm on to you. Like, what did this person do to you, Brian?
So they say, hiya are our friends and Jedi Mon. I need urgent relationship advice. Help. So there's this really cute guy at my school. His name's Bodvar. He's Icelandic and he's not cute like One Direction. He's more raggedy cute. And he's not really, he's got really nice blonde hair and an adorable mole under his left ear. And I've been, this is fantastic. I've been mega crushing on him for like ever. But of course he's never noticed me apart from when we sometimes work together in class. But that never happens. And when it does, I'm that stupid dog. I'm gonna fucking strangle it.
Sounds like somebody already is. What's going on over there?
And when it does, I'm always too nervous to say anything. Anyway, I was using my iPhone with its awesome Power Rangers cover the other day, and he came dog... I am doing a fucking Emmy-worthy performance here, and you're fucking it up. And he came up...
Just kill it. Not the dog. The feed.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Hold on.
I was watching it while you were doing it.
Let's see, where was I? And he came up to me and said, cool, Power Rangers, thanks for ruining my actual entire life. Was he being sarcastic? Does he actually think my iPhone case is cool? What should I do next? I haven't been to school since. Oh, that sucks. Help. Actually, that doesn't suck at all. Help me, are our friends and Jedimon. First of all, Jedimon would probably be angry if he was awake.
What's going on? Who is this person? And what's with the voice? I feel very weird about this entire thing.
As you should.
Who is it?
All you have to do is look at the avatar.
I'm on the floor, literally.
I don't see the question anywhere.
Well, look.
I can't. I'm on the floor.
They're followed by Salaryman and Chris.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm gonna answer your question like a good person.
I'm not.
No, he's fucking with you. He is an asshole. I could tell because he's Icelandic, and those people are just no good.
An offshoot of the Landic tribe.
This got prejudiced really quickly.
So he's, I actually don't know any Icelandic people. I don't think they're people in Iceland. So.
Only snowmen live there.
Exactly,
and the great
even
Pelagics.
Though Iceland's the green one, but...
Son of a bitch, why did they do that? Wait, you said Iceland's the green one. Oh, you get it, there we go. I thought you said Iceland is Greenland. Shut up. Shut up, me. Next.
Hold on. My answer
this isn't even a real question.
Well, no, fuck you, I'm gonna answer it.
None of the relationship questions are real.
Yeah, but at least they're by real people.
Basically, what you want to do is give me his address and a picture of what he looks like.
He's going to fuck shit up in one way or another. Might be with his penis. Also, give me your iPhone case. Those are your options.
This went to some weird places.
You let Aerosol go fuck him up. And then you give me your iPhone case as payment for being a helpful citizen.
Wait, why are they paying you?
Because I'm your manager.
That's what they call pimps. You know, the Nazis used to have pieces of fur they made the Jews wear. It's from Office Space. I like how you laughed as soon as I said Nazis. I didn't even get to finish the reference.
Thank you, Mimsy. You, person, you.
The last Mimsy. That's a thing.
Fuck. So Jeff asks, happy 4th anniversary. Thank you.
That's not a question, fucker.
What was your favorite birthday?
Who's
the one that I got Frederick wasted Doug. At? That never happened, actually.
I don't like when people make a fuss because they know a piece of personal information about you. Birthdays were invented by Hallmark to sell greeting cards.
Sorry. Any of the ones where we went to a casino and I won money, those are always nice. There was probably a lot when I was a little kid. I remember when I got this isn't my favorite birthday by any means, it was just a story. We were at Caesarland, because that was a thing a while ago. And I got the Command Center playset, and that was like a thing. I was so excited because I had an Alpha figure. It was like the coolest thing ever.
But can Alpha?
Yeah, that stupid voice box. But, yeah, like any of... There was one I had at Discovery Zone.
Oh, I remember those. They shut them all down.
Yeah, they did. The building's now a Chuck E. Cheese.
The building where my mine is still empty. I think it's haunted.
Mine was a Leaps and Bounds. And then it turned into Discovery Zone. And then I think it was one other place before it came Chuck E. Cheese. Like, it just kept changing, like, companies. They would just keep the same place, except just change companies.
It's like, what's the point?
So that was a thing. I like all my birthdays.
I don't like my birthdays because they remind me of the worst day of my life, which was when I was born.
Okay, so for those who don't know, I was born on what is considered to be a holiday. And I hate that.
Is it Christmas? Like
with a burning passion.
Is it Christmas?
No.
Okay.
No, Christmas is an actual holiday.
I know, I thought maybe you were like an atheist that was really passionate about hating Christmas or something.
No, it's just like, whenever people hear that I was born on Valentine's Day, I always get the same reaction.
Guys, I think
that's cute! You must love it, or whatever, you know? It's just, that's annoying.
I think it's so cute.
But, that's not so much the reason why I tend to not have very good birthdays. A lot of it stems from the fact that everyone I know, because it's Valentine's Day, has plans. So I usually just end up sitting at home watching TV for most of the day, which I get is what I do on, you know, most days anyway, but I like to hang out with people, especially when it's, you know, a birthday. So it's just sort of that thing where it's like, I can never ask people to just be like, hey, can you make some time and hang out later? Because it's always, people have other plans, basically. It's just annoying. And the older you get, the more annoying it gets.
That would have been awful. I would have felt your hardships. Everyone would be like, I have plans to worship. Or any day.
What happened?
No one cares. It died at some point somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Lastly, if I can get back to Twitter, wherever the fuck that went.
Internet.
Charlie Popolis says, which is better, Curious Cyan or Gold? Why? Gold because he's fucking Uchi.
Yeah, I kind of like Gold better now. I like Ramirez, but Gold's
so awesome. Sexy motherfucker.
What Brian said.
Hell yeah. Okay. So that's all for Twitter, Facebook next week and stuff. Gareth Hall didn't get to answer because he wasn't saying anything.
What? No, I just didn't have an answer. I like them both. Whatever.
What was the question? Oh, shit. I just remembered it. Sorry.
I facepalmed.
It's so long ago, you know?
Yeah. So now it's time for MP3.
Final things.
So he's done. He's got a thingy. It's final. It's done.
Yep. We're in contract renegotiations now. We thought we had him, but no, we don't. He's gonna have to come back as an original character next week.
Come back as a different person. This is our new host,
Silasmon 2005.
Sithmon.
Sithmom 2006. Sithmom. That's his mom, because she's really mad about doors and so she's evil about it. I like how he got woken up twice and he's still not here.
Yeah, well.
Well, you heard about that in the bloopers. Hope you enjoyed the premiere.
Yeah, it was fun-filled and probably way too long. And
look forward to our anniversary special located on X Day. You have no idea when.
No idea when, and I'm really have to pee.
Your mom and how I can bang her. Brian, 102. 102.
What? Oh, yeah. It was in fucking awesome.
I don't even, like, I never even thought I would say that number besides saying, look, it's the temperature outside because it's fucking New Orleans.
We're at the point where if it gets any higher, PayPal will actually be 100.
I know. I don't know what to do, Brian. I feel like I should throw money at Oki like it's nobody's business.
Make it rain.
Make it rain, son. That's what Brian does. That's how he quit, except for not money, just this little paper sit by on them.
You make me feel so horny.
Damn straight.
Whoa.
What the hell was that? Can't turn
go
off
away.
Guy.
It's Queen Machina.
It's funny because it's true. Okay. Now that's done. Hello. That was very uncreative.
Aerosol worked hard on his last week. He was excited about it.
You didn't like the horny moose?
Is that what that was?
That's probably just because you're not from Canada.
Neither are you.
You don't know where I'm from. Maybe I want to go down to the Molly.
Today.
Hello, welcome to R, season 4.
The Nation!
I almost said 3, that was awful.
R, the Nation.
Oh yeah, it's season 4 now.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's neat.
Hello, welcome to R, season 4. Yes. What?
Oh shit. Sorry, I got totally distracted.
Season 4, episode 1.
Do you got a title?
Yeah, Streets Forever, remember? We're never going to get a chance like this again. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Get it. Forever.
See? It's like Pokemon. He would have got a proper education, he wouldn't be making cheese nuggets. The only thing that's funny is how long we're talking about this. It's like we're actually having a conversation about the cheese nugget guy. Oh, it's the Dunder Mifflin paper commercial. I really liked that commercial. I thought it was funny. Flies by Toby.
The commercial they made.
Yeah. Stanley's a convict.
I was going to say, because there was an actual fake commercial that aired before the finale today.
Oh. That's interesting.
Because I started skipping through it because it just looks like a normal commercial. Then at the end it just says, like, Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. I'm like, what? Wait, what?